Welcome to Golden Bag episode 57. Yes, we are Golden Bag. Shout out Golden Boy. No, I'm just kidding.
Damn.
Definitely want to
We're
shout
so
out
easily bought or rented, however you want to look at it.
Like, we hookers.
We got to recap this. This is going to drop on Friday. We're recording on Monday. This weekend was a blast. It was
weekend
amazing.
Weekend was fun as fuck.
It was fun as fuck.
So much
we
fun.
Out here popping. Ow.
Shout out the fans we met at the fight. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, we went to the Ryan Garcia Javier Fortuna fight. Floor seats. Had so many of you hit us up. Shout out to the winner too, Edgar from the 909, because we did a giveaway on our Instagram of who can leave a compliment for our new friend and bestie, Ryan Garcia.
He's definitely our bestie.
He's our bestie out here in these streets.
Ryan Garcia is going to be the god. The godfather of my kids.
He's our Nino.
Yeah.
There's no rivals. There's no
at all. He's
just
everything.
He just skips straight to Nino.
Ryan Garcia's. I'm just kidding. No, we can't kiss his ass too much, but we did have a blast at the fight and they took care of us. They really, they really held it down.
VIP treatment. Shout out Letty.
Yeah.
Shout out Golden Boy. I had no idea the amount of overlap it was between boxing fans and brown bag fans.
Oh, yeah.
I was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Duno walked in, just us two.
It was wild.
The security right away. I love your podcast, bro. I was like, oh, shit.
I was like, yeah, well, the get us downstairs, brother.
You're so stupid.
And then the minute we walk out, Duno! Mm-hmm. The minute, like, we step 2 feet in there.
Yeah, into the...
Blew up the whole spot. Everybody coming over, taking pictures.
That shit could be a lot, but it was hella dope.
It was dope. Like, it was dope energy. Everybody had good energy. They were, you know.
There was multiple fights, not just the one on the card.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The ones off the card. Did you see the small boy in the cut? Yeah.
It was two fighters.
It was two other fighters.
Oh, that's crazy.
Upcoming fighter. Yeah. So you know what I realized about boxing fights? That because I've never been to one. Mm-hmm. I've been to a UFC fight. I was just telling them that the UFC fight is kind of like a little more like redneck vibes. Hella like people just, you know, like it gives you those vibes. But boxing, it's a very big Latino based, mm-hmm. you know. Especially when there's two Latinos fighting, but one of them is Mexican and from California, so you're gonna show support. And going to these fights, it shows you how much support Ryan does have.
Yeah.
I know, because we only see the social media shit, but Ryan does have a lot of Mexican support. Like, people really fuck with him, even though he doesn't know Spanish and, you know, he gets the backlash.
He does. Like, I think, one, it's like we have to recognize that he's a really good fighter,
right?
100%. You
know, and there are those people that, like, the Floyd effect. They want to see him get knocked out, but they're still going
to
pay the same amount of money. The money's still green.
You know
me? So, like, regardless, he draws.
And then there are people that like boxing. It could be whoever, but it's just the sport of boxing. I'm going to go watch it. You know what I'm saying?
Two cockroaches in the ring.
Facts. Yeah. And even the undercard, Alexis Rocha from the OC, Santa Ana. What's that?
Yeah.
He has his own fan base.
Yeah.
So bro, the people OC are coming to see him, too.
Bro, the OC was going crazy for that fool.
But oh,
that was dope. And then it's funny because I'm sitting next to Jorge and Letty.
Yeah.
Jorge was like, hey, you see that logo? I designed it.
Yeah, he designed.
And I was like, what a fuck,
Alexis Rocha's logo.
Hard.
And he was like, yeah, that was cool. That was cool. That was cool. He's so nonchalant. If you guys don't know Jorge, he's very, like, to himself. And, like, he's just, like, cool about shit. And he's like, yeah, that was cool, huh?
Yeah, that was cool. And I'm telling you. When I go to the fights, I'm like, we should be here. Like, this is our shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was dope. Mm-hmm. But seeing those two other fighters, which I took a picture with, them earlier.
Oh, the ones I fought.
Yeah, before they squabbled. And then I remember there was just, I was like, dude, it's cool when you see fighters fight outside the ring because it just shows you how much training they do because they were doing the, like, little two pieces and they're dodging and shit.
Yeah.
And then the security got tackled and shit, but
they got escorted out the building.
Shout out boxing. Shout out all the fans, though.
Yeah.
Brown bag baddies, too.
Shout out to all the baddies out there. I'm telling you, when I go, I'm like, this is it. This is our shit. And it's at Crypto. It's at Staples. It's something that is ours, you know? We'd also be at the Vegas fights and people will drive from LA to MGM or Vegas, wherever it drops, to wherever the fights happen, to go watch the fight. I'm telling you, because boxing is so big for us.
I love it.
But even just the boxing, like, it's really good marketing for other boxers. You're gonna see other boxers that literally have nothing to do with the fight, but they're gonna go to get their promo on.
Yeah.
Like, Rolly does that a lot. Like, who was there? JoJo was there.
Devin Haney was there.
Yeah, Haney was there?
Yeah.
I didn't see him.
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah, Haney was definitely there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, if I didn't realize how much of a, when you see boxing in real life, that fool Ryan Garcia is fast, dog.
Oh, yeah.
You know, me and Josh were like, damn, this fool's really fast, fool. Like, no wonder people can't hit him.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's been shocked before, but.
Because he seems super slender. Like, he doesn't seem like the stockiest, but he's fast.
Yeah, that feels like a body type where he can't dance.
Yeah.
Like, he has like a no dance move type of body type.
You haven't seen his TikToks? He can totally TikTok dance.
He can, TikTok dance and real dance is two different things.
Facts on facts.
But shout out the fight. That shit was cool, though. Shout out Letty.
Letty, what did you think of his coming out music? I feel like he played it for you.
I feel
that was so weird.
Did
I'm
you
like,
see how we looked at each other? Like,
yeah,
what?
I'm like, what is it? Are we being trolled
right
now?
That shit was hilarious. I'm like, what the fuck, Ryan? Well, initially, like, low-key, I didn't like the, but I get it. It's part of his whole theme of being King Ryan.
Yeah.
That they had, like, the trumpets. Like,
I was like, oh, you bastard.
Yeah.
Such an asshole.
And so he comes out like that. But he intentionally, see, this is my problem with Ryan is he intentionally stays away from like either the Spanish song or even repping the flag anywhere. You know, like Rocha, who was on the undercard, he had the Mexican flag on one side and the American flag on the other. So it's like there's ways you can incorporate it. But with Ryan, like his shit is from Dior. Like
hard.
He's just rich.
hey, we all were like, those are hard. Those are hard.
No, but see, like.
Like, his ethnicity is rich.
Yeah, that's what ethnicity is, definitely.
Like, that's
rich.
It. There's Ricans and then there's Ricos, and that was him.
Yeah, that shit had me dead. But he did his shit, man. He represented, you feel me?
Yeah.
But like I said, it shows you, like, the support. Like, if you're a real boxer fan, I don't think everybody ever doubted his boxing skills. I just think people doubted
his motivations. His,
like, his way of the way he carries himself. Mm-hmm. But, you know what I mean? Because he does, like I said before, he does come off a little very, like, cocky, very, you know what I mean? But I fucked with it. He's that fool put on a show, bro. He definitely whooped Fortuna's ass.
Yeah, and it just is cool, like, even to be able to, again, and there's nothing like the energy at a fight. I know there's energy when you're watching it, but when you're there, you guys were in front of a dude that kept, like, talking shit.
He's like, but there's people that are, like, real boxing fans. They know, like, the boxers' nicknames and shit. He was like, yeah, the boogeyman keeps running.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't even know they call Fortuna that.
Okay, so the guy behind us, that's the guy you're talking about.
No, I'm talking the guy in front of us, the one where, because I was like, yeah, punch him in the nuts.
I know.
And everybody was like, shh.
Which, low-key, that doesn't make sense. And I get you were trolling, but in there, punching in the nuts is it could take points taken off because it's a low blow.
I know
but
that.
But because you said it, I was like, oh, okay.
No, I know. I was doing it because everybody was like, damn, I wish you could do that. People were like, hey, like, bud.
But like, you don't want your fighter to punch the other guy in the nuts because that would take points off of him.
Jose was like, boogie bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody started laughing, but the guy behind us started praying for
Ryan. That's what
Ryan.
I was about to
for
say.
For Ryan, right? Before the
whole
fight.
Time. No, throughout the entire fight, he was behind me and he was like, he was saying a prayer, right? Mm-hmm. Like an out loud prayer. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
But then he was like, alternating from talking shit like, let's go, Ra, put the boogeyman to sleep. Yeah. And then he's like, dear Lord and Savior, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just which is it? One mic or Uchi Wally? Like, what the
it's
hell?
It's all of them. It's a freaking mashup.
That shit was a vibe, though.
Yeah. And so, literally, that's what happens when we're all one-sided, right? We're more people, we're for Ryan than not. When there's a fight like Tank and Ryan, it gets crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And it goes from, like, funny to disrespectful. Like, it goes wild. Like, I remember when Tank fought Isaac, and I told you guys about it. Like, there was, like, everyone like, pop his pinata. They were telling Tank to knock out Isaac.
Yeah.
A lot of racist.
A lot racist.
And I think just in those moments, though, you have to just laugh at it.
Oh, most definitely.
Because it's a lot. Like, and I'm pretty sure, like, I almost trip out that there's not more fights there, but I think everyone knows the energy is towards the ring.
Yeah.
Like, even when people started, like, cheering for Isaac because he wasn't losing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
To Tank, there were people like, shut up, amigo. And it's like, damn. Like, but the best thing that you can do besides shit talking is your boxer win.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of like the part where we kind of felt like, at least with the Tank Isaac, that Isaac held his own.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
But with Ryan and Tank, that shit is no
hope. I can't wait to be at
the
that
way
fight.
They've talked shit about each other, that shit is going to be insane.
The build-up is getting crazy.
Yeah, the building's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
But see, like, Ryan has to win that fight.
Yeah. They both have O's on the line. They both are, and this means a lot to this generation, or even just the new generation of boxers, to be undefeated.
Yeah.
So they're both putting up that. And so it's high risks for both of them.
Yeah, but that shit was definitely good energy. Shout out all the fans with me, because we met a lot.
Yeah.
A lot
of fans.
You know who I wish I saw, but that I saw was there? Juan Toscano.
Oh, he was there?
Yeah, he was there.
I didn't know he was at the fight.
I didn't know either. So on his Instagram, he posted that Dolce & Gabbana game, like this cool fit, him and his girl went. It's like, dude, how do we miss him, tall ass fool?
I know. That shit was cool, though.
That would have been cool.
Folk. But yeah, shout out the fight. It was dope.
Yeah.
I like that energy. It was at Crypto Arena. So, you know, me and Vic literally drove like one block down.
That's right.
And if I had the homies drop us off and then we got picked up down the street again.
That's cool. Cool beans.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out my Pickle Union homies that walked to the table centers for everything.
Facts. Yeah. It was a good time.
Whew. All right, let's get into Don't You Know I'm Local.
Yeah.
Yay. Should we be clapping? I don't know how I feel about this, no. To be honest.
Fuck.
Okay. We're getting like super high on COVID cases. Not like actual like puff puff pass high, but like super high case numbers. And it's looking like the mask mandate is back on. And I think the actual day that it will be back on is the same day as our live show, July 29th.
Fuck, that sucks.
What do we do?
Fuck, have they passed it?
I don't know. To be honest, I think there's like some sort of like a protocol that it has to stay high for a number of days or whatever. And if that happens, then July 29th, it takes effect. That.
So this is like the proposed date that if it stays the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. Why'd it have to be on the brown bag date? Yeah. Like, are we going to have to wear masks on stage?
First fucking Beyonce decides to drop her album on the same day as a brown bag. We announced first.
Oh, yeah. We did.
Then
first.
She announced her shit. And now the
she's dropping on the same day we are?
Yep.
Y'all saying this. I don't give a fuck. Nah, but look, I'm still excited for the show. And we get to make more money because we sell masks now. Hey, you feel me? Angie, get ready.
Well, what does it say right there? What does it say, the thing you just highlighted? I can't see because of my Mio Nadia glasses. Hold on.
Head ass.
If the county stays at the high category for 2 weeks straight, they'll bring back rules requiring the wearing of masks during most indoor public activities. At earliest, that would be July 29th.
Also, I don't know how I feel about, like, the mask coming back because it's like, you
return
know, like.
Return of the mask.
That's literally what I said. That's literally what I said. Yeah. Jose corrected me. He's like, it's return of the Mac. I was like, Jose, I know, but mask. But look, it could go two ways.
What?
One, I don't got to brush my teeth. Two?
No.
I'm just kidding.
That is not the way.
I'm just kidding. But look, return of the mask, it could go two ways. One thing I hated about the mask was there was always masks in my car on the floor, or sometimes I forgot one and now I'm stuck, and some stores don't want to let me in, but I mean, shit.
Well, I know Target has masks ready in the front. Like, if you don't have your mask, you can ask them for one.
Well, so you don't need it at Target?
No, like, at that time.
At that time. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think nobody's gonna listen to this.
Nobody's like, I feel gonna like, listen.
I feel like they're gonna do it, and then everybody collectively in Los Angeles is like, we're past that.
Yeah.
We don't feel like doing that. I mean, teach their own, you know? Yeah. Like, sometimes you get in an elevator, somebody's wearing a mask, you're like, oh, okay, cool. Like,
right.
Shout out to you.
And then also, it's like the more woke, like, the more older people, there's the one that usually have the mask. Or at the gym, I see people wear masks still. And I'm like, dude, you're fucking doing a crazy, insane workout, and you're fucking, you can't breathe. And some people lost family members to COVID, so they take it a little more.
Yeah,
you feel me? It's a little more serious, which is valid, but
yeah, whatever you decide, yeah, I think it's your decision, and I respect it, whichever way it goes.
The only thing I miss about the mask is like watching all those videos of people like being hella woke about how the mask is like controlling like us, and watching people argue.
They still
like,
got him, Josh videos? Right, Josh? Yeah. Now there's monkeypox, bro.
Oh, that one is crazy. Yeah.
What's the like science behind that? What are they trying to do to us?
I mean, it's just like, oh, you know what? COVID's getting like kind of old. Mm-hmm. Let's come up with some new shit.
Yeah.
Oh God, Josh.
Yeah.
That shit is way scarier because I'm very vain. So if I have bumps on me, I'm gonna really cry. I'm not gonna lie.
Bumps where?
It'll be everywhere.
Hopefully nowhere.
Yeah, and they look crazy too.
Yeah.
They look crazy. It looks like.
I wouldn't go anywhere for weeks. Yeah. Like
Rascar boys.
That'll keep me at home for sure.
Okay, well, our grocery store is ripping us off. What on earth is this about? A new study on LA Times shows that Trader Joe's is the least expensive grocery store in LA. What on earth?
Yeah. So they have a list. All right, so let's run through the list. And this list was like
LA Times ran the numbers.
Okay, so Trader Joe's is
for
the cheapest.
What?
Like,
but like for what
on the average?
Read that part, please. Go Our reporters visited 10 grocery stores in the LA area on June 20th and recorded the prices of 15 commonly purchased items, from eggs to coffee beans. If you buy all of these items, here's what you will pay. First of all, none of the things in this picture do they sell at Trader Joe's.
Facts.
Like, literally, so none of this do great they sell at Trader Joe's.
There's no Coca-Cola.
There's no Lay's. No Eggos. Hell no.
Quaker Oats. Yeah, right. They got the Trader Oats over there.
Yeah, all right.
So that is cap. Okay.
Yeah, Trader Joe's is $48.88 because they could only find one thing.
So the eggs. I read a comment.
That was really funny, you guys. I made a fucking funny-ass joke.
Wait. Sorry, I missed it.
It's like, if Trader Joe's is $48.88, it's the cheapest because they only found one of the things. And that's how much one of the things costs. Genius.
You're right.
No, you're right. Fucking knee slapper. Like, this is my thing, right?
Food for less is number two cheapest.
My thing is, though, bro, fucking groceries are expensive now, dude. Hell yeah. Groceries are hella expensive. And when me and mom go, it's only for us two, and that should still be a lot. And they're like, I'm on my healthy shit now, so, you know, I buy, like, different. Bro, the more healthier you are, the more expensive shit is.
Yeah. Yep.
No cap.
And that's intentional.
Oh, yeah.
That is on purpose.
What I was tripping out on was that, like, one, I shop at Sprouts, so nice. I was like,
all of this is basically Trader Joe's trying to shit on Sprouts and then using everybody else. So that Sprouts is the most expensive. It's essentially Trader Joe's.
I like how Trader Joe's is like for like white Mexicans, and Sprouts is for.
I hate Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like. Cause they're
a Sprouts guy.
Yeah, I'm a Sprouts guy. They don't have no good shit. So look, what I'd seen, I looked at the comment, and then I'm always into, like, you know, conspiracy theories as well.
See your comment right there.
But lower than that, they said this is a sponsored ad. And it would, like, imagine, like, that would make sense.
Fucking LA Times, bro. Stop dicking us, little fuckers.
That's what I'm saying. Like, imagine if you see this. LA Times is
taking money from Trader Joe's?
How many people are going to Trader Joe's after this and not going to Sprouts? Like, me, I'm like, damn, like, I've been getting ripped off every week.
I just hate how they did Northgate Markets like that, dog. Shoot.
Oh, yeah. Northgate is kind of expensive sometimes.
They did it at Costco, so this, because it's not considered.
I think they call it big box. But food for less, yes, we've been knowing. I
love food. See, my thing is, though, like me being hella ignorant and a kid from, like from pornness, to me.
What's that from porn?
From being poor.
Oh, poor, yeah. Poverty.
From poverty. Like, bro, like, if you shopped, like, at Ralph's or, like, Vaughn's, you were hella rich to me.
Yeah.
Ralph's food is expensive.
Food for less, Northgate, and, like, El Número Uno, or, like. Or, like, Northgate was, like, where you go because...
Super A?
Because, you know, Super
A.
Yes, I used to go to Super A all the time, for sure.
Super 8 is, like, some, like, A1A, Nella vibes. Mm-hmm.
There's some in the Paramount. SGV, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're in Paramount. They're in Southgate.
Yeah, Super
A. Not from the real LA, so we only have some fucking...
You have Quienitas, that's it.
Nah, we have food for less.
All right, then chill. So do we, too. But why does everything have to be, like, a hood competition?
Like, yeah, we have shittier bathrooms.
Yeah, like, calm down.
I remember one time, me and the homie were arguing, and the homie grew up, like, in a really nice area in the city. And I was like, shut up, bitch, you ain't never been through nothing. We don't have trash cans in our building. The homie was like, so your building stinks? Yeah. And I was like, valid point, bitch, fuck you.
Yeah.
Is there something you guys ever argued about with LA people because you guys are a little from the outskirts? Was like something you ever argue with it, Vic?
I mean, people always say, like, oh, if you're not from Compton or South Central.
Ooh, then you're not from LA.
You're not from LA or downtown, you're not from LA. I'm like, what? Like,
I'm from Glendale. I'm not from the Valley, and I also get I'm not from LA. I'm ni daqui ni daya with it. But you know what? Fuck it. I'm everything. I am Los Angeles. Come on.
Yeah, people try to say, like, Hawthorne is in LA or, like, Downey is in LA. I'm like, what are you guys
we
talking
get it.
About?
You're from Echo Park.
Look, I'm going to keep it a buck. You know, people confuse Echo Park with East LA. People always ask me if I'm from East LA. I'm like, no, I'm by Dodger Stadium.
And they're like, no, so they're like,
no, and they're like, so you're from the Nella. I'm like, this way.
Kinda.
I'm like, I'm literally from the beginning of Los Angeles.
What is East Los then?
East Los is after the 6th Street Bridge.
Okay, just say what cities are East Los.
East Los
is the city.
Is, okay, Boyle Heights is its own city, so Boyle Heights people don't come for me because I know we're not East LA, we're Boyle Heights. Mm. So Boyle Heights is Boyle Heights. Mm-hmm. Boyle Heights is Boyle Heights, and then there's Montebello, El Sereno, City Terrace.
That's all East Los.
Alhambra? No.
Now you're getting SGV with it, baby.
That's SGV?
Yeah.
That is like border, though.
Yeah. For me, SGV.
Oh, well, what's the other? That Monterey Park is already.
Monterey Park. I think Monterey Park is a good middle. Like, yeah. it's the cutoff.
Perfect middle. Yeah, Monterey Park, you're either. If you're at the end of this side of Monterey Park, you're San Gabriel Valley. If you're on this side of
Monterey, Montebello.
Yeah. Montebello, East LA.
This might be too old school for you, but Monterey Park reminds me of Monterey Jack from the Rescue Rangers. That no one gets it. Someone here gets it. It's
what is it? Is it a show?
No, it was
Rescue Rangers is the little chipmunks.
Mm-hmm.
But then Monterey Jack is like a rat and he likes cheese.
Yeah, with the cheese.
Yeah, and I have deals that have that. Yeah, I have deals that have that mustache. Yeah, and so
that's crazy.
Yeah.
So what does it look like a porn stash?
Oh,
kind
of. It's a kid's thing.
No. I just call it a porn stash.
Like, no, like a brocha. It's more like a brocha.
Oh, like it connects or it doesn't connect?
It's like that. Like, it's like
this. Hey, my friend.
Oh, a little loop.
Her man kinda. Has a sick ass brocha. And I was like, damn, let's go. Do you come in?
Did he come in?
It's fucking cool. I want to
show you. Have you seen him come in?
Hey, I'm not going to lie. Every time I see somebody with just a mustache, I'm like, freaky guy right there.
Why?
You don't think so? Why do you only have a mustache, you perv?
What else should you have?
Everything else. Like, at least a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. Like if Vic didn't have this and only this, I would definitely think you're a perv. gives me hella weird.
You need a little bit of chin hair, a little bit of, like, cheek something. Hair or something. Look at this.
Sorry, y'all. No, that fool's bro-sass crazy. He has a patch.
That shit looks like a shoe cleaner. Hey,
this is crazy because her friend is a cop and this dude is like a definitely gang member.
Roleplay. Always is like, did they meet while she arrested him? Mrs. Officer.
Mrs. Officer.
Leave her alone, okay?
Hey, Letty, off what freeway would you consider you grew up by?
The five? Yeah.
That's LA. That's very LA.
Yeah, I know. I just get judged. And I understand it. I get it. We have a little bit more privilege than, like, literally growing up, you know, like, any LA or South Central.
But I ain't gonna lie.
But I did get freaking shot when I was little in a drive-by. Because, like, I live in Glendale, but there's bad parts to every city.
No, yeah, there's a ghetto in every city. So I live in the
hood of Glendale.
But see, that's like, see, when you're, like, even when you're, like, in LA, like, I remember I used to be like, damn, Montebello's nice.
Yeah.
Until some shit happened in Montebello.
I thought Whittier was really, really nice.
Nah, Whittier is grimy.
No, I thought Whittier was fly. There's parts
that are nice. Bro, Hawthorne is grimy. Gardena's grimy. Paramount is grimy. A lot of cities are hella grimy.
Facts.
What's one city that you consider really nice, but you know it's hella grimy?
Well, honestly, I feel like the hood is nice sometimes. Like, whatchamacallit? Like, watching Boys in the Hood or all those, like, even Friday. Like, it's like, houses? Damn, they had full-on houses.
Yeah,
like, I lived property. In apartments. Yeah. Like, yeah, what the fuck? This is an upgrade.
Let's talk about this. Yeah. I always wondered why people were going through it. Like, fool, you have your own room. Because I literally grew up on apartments. My city, unless you start going more towards like Echo Park or you grew up like in Angelino Heights, but everything from where I grew up, and there's certain places that have houses, certain blocks that have houses, but everything from where I grew up to like, so I'm from like the beginning of like downtown LA, end of it, whatever, Echo Park area, and then there's like Westlake, and then, there's Pico Union.
Yeah.
If you walk from where I grew up straight up the hill and just go straight from Echo Park to Westlake to Pico Union, you're not going to see a house. You're going to see a gang of cracked ass buildings right next to each other. And then I've had this conversation with people that are from outside the city, like Dinero, which he grew up in Indo. He's like, "Boo, how do you guys live like that? You guys have no space." And bro, there's buildings that share one bathroom.
That's how.
Bro, me and my mom, when we got evicted, and fuck, we got evicted because me on from where I grew up, bro.
Because of you?
Literally. So we got evicted from my other apartment because of my sister, but this one we got evicted. They were just being hella extra about the shit. Bro,
because you guys were being bad and doing
crimes? No, it's just like, they had like videos of me, like, no, not even, but they had videos of me like jumping through the balcony to get into my own house. And they're like, "You can't do that." I'm like, "Dude, what the fuck?" But bro.
Get a key, bro.
So when me and my mom were looking for like apartments, I found some. And bro, some of the apartments share one bathroom.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh,
a community bathroom, what do you mean? Essentially?
Like, so like it's one
like
of
like on per
you
floor.
You have more than one bathroom. Oh,
one bathroom for all the tenants. Like per floor. And I was like, look, mom. And I was like, mom, I'm down to thug it out with Erica. I'm like, fuck it. Cause bro, sharing a look, I could live in a single, but sharing a bathroom with a gang of random people is crazy,
dog. Yeah.
So shout out to you if you ever have to do that, because I know a lot of the houses in Westlake, a lot of the apartments have to deal with that because it got so crammed from all the from all the people that were coming from different countries.
Yeah.
And especially Westlake is big on Salvadorian, Honduran, mm-hmm. and the Guatemalan community.
Yeah.
And when all that was happening, I was like, fuck, that's crazy, dog. Like,
so
like,
for sure. I don't want to take a cerote where the cerotes shit too.
Oh, that was right? funny. That was funny.
That you
was
can a, say that. That's privilege
that.
Right there.
I'll definitely say that joke. I don't want to shit with cerotes. Shout out my salvies.
Gang, gang.
All my best friends are salvi. Yeah. Literally. Letty's a salvi. Vic has a salvi kid.
Yeah, he's here right now. Yeah, he's salvi right over there with no shoes.
Yeah, he's literally. Hey, no, he was saying,
it's not a salvi thing, dog.
Yes, it is.
But I have a no shoe story that I want to share.
Okay.
It happened last night.
It's definitely a salvi thing.
Okay, so we went to San Diego yesterday.
What the fuck?
I know. Jorge.
Ballin.
No. I had a thing for work. I went to the WSS on 7th Street.
Yeah.
How
was that? Which one? The one down the street from here?
It's the one, me and Angie, we've been there before. It's on 7th Street.
The big ass one. It's a big ass. If it has two floors.
It's a building.
It has two floors.
Yeah, it has two floors. Yeah.
The building looks old, but when you walk in there.
Yeah, okay, so we went there. It's funny because Denner hit me for that. Like, which one is it at? And it's like, oh shit, if that's that, then.
Yeah.
Okay, but we did a thing with, what's his face? With Bueller. With Bueller. Walker Bueller. Shout from out Dodgers. Bueller.
One of my favorite pitches.
And then I came home and Jorge wanted to take the boys to San Diego. And I was like, damn, okay, I gotta get ready for work tomorrow. But it's fine. We went down to San Diego. We came back like around 9. So by the time we got home, it was like close to midnight. The boys are asleep. Jorge takes Jorgito inside. And so I'm like, okay, I'll take Luisito. Because Luisito is very attached to me. If he wakes up and it's not, he's going to throw a fit. But in the car, I had already taken off my shoes because it was a long drive. I took a nap on the way. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to drop off all my stuff inside, get the bed ready, then come outside and get Luisito, right? So by the time I bring him in, he's already knocked out and he just goes to sleep. I had left my door open, the passenger door open. And then so I'm walking out, descalza.
No socks either.
No, socks.
Yes, socks.
So I go and I do this to close the door. I'm going to go like that, right? And then I hear... And I was like, oh, shit. One, it sounded like the tire was popping. Two, I'm like, oh, damn, is that an animal? Damn, I'm I can't say the word.
For descalza.
I'm barefoot. Descalza. And then I have Luisito in the car. So my fight or flight is kicking in. I would run inside. Because there's no way I can fend off a little whatever attacking me, right? It could have been a snake. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a skunk, but then I'm like, damn, I don't smell anything. I don't know if it sprayed me. I thought, like, I got sprayed. And so then I'm like, I go over and I open the door to Luisito and I actually jump in the car to get him. Because if not, then my feet are going to be in the street. Mm-hmm. So whatever just hissed at me can like fucking tear my legs apart. So I get him and I run inside and I go inside. And then I spent till 2 a.m. trying to figure out what the hiss was. Because I thought it was a skunk, but then skunks don't hiss like that.
No.
It was a possum. I found it out like after I'm like searching all the different animals that hiss.
If we looked up different hisses on YouTube,
and it's crazy because the way the possum hiss is the exact same hiss, and now I'm like, damn, I have a possum problem. Look, I'm gonna show it to you because it's like a slow one. It almost sounds like eggs cooking. It was like
that shit did like that shit to me. It looked in my soul, and that's when I took it out.
They've gone in, they've hissed at you?
Yeah, remember I told you how I killed a possum?
Oh, yeah.
With my bare hands?
For you want to know one of my biggest fears, I think I've said it before, opening the trash can and raccoons come out. Oh, my God, I'm crying. Listen,
it sounded like this.
I need a better angle.
It sounded exactly like that. Isn't that crazy? It kind of sounds like eggs.
Yeah, sizzling.
So when I hit the door, it made that noise, and I was like, damn, am I like that strong that the tire popped, or I thought like air was coming up? Then I'm like, oh shit, it's an animal.
Wait, so you stayed in the car for another 2 hours?
No,
I jumped on the car inside the car to get him out, and then I just like ran for it.
Okay.
Initially, I was like fight or flight, get back in the house, but I couldn't. My freaking baby's in the car.
Yeah,
so it was a lot.
Fuck it,
that's crazy.
If I'm not mistaken, the homie Georgie's grandpa got bit by a rat in his toe.
A rat?
A rat bit him before in his toe.
Oh, no.
And I was
se
like,
pasan los pinches
that's
rodents.
Like that's like one of my biggest fears.
Rata
like
de un papa.
Or like
facts.
Rata de un papa. Or like last time I was watching Fear Factor and I was like, oh my god. Like I was watching like that clips off YouTube and I was like, dude, imagine for $1 million they were to tell me just to like let a bunch of rats be on me, I would cry.
But you would do it.
Fear Factor was on some nut shit.
Fuck yeah. No, bro. I'm like generally have like the biggest fear of rats, bro. Like I'm a bitch, fool. Like I'm a bitch. Like
just isolate that part.
Nah, fool, no cap. Like if a rat's already dead, even on the trap, I'm still not touching.
Yeah,
it.
Same. Yeah,
like it's gross. I'm a bitch. But yeah, I'm like the biggest bitch about about rats. I'm like the biggest weenie. Like it's like I'm like
this
I'm
is a, the tease for the episode. Okay, you're all listening to it right now, but it's just him being like, I'm the biggest bitch. Da, 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 da. But don't say for what. Find out for what on episode 57.
You know what we should do? You know what we should? That should be the title. Duno says I'm a bitch, yeah. Or Duno's a bitch. Because bro, I'm generally
Duno admits to being a bitch.
I'm generally frightened by them food. Like for real, like
rat phobia,
dude. So,
and rats and snitches, huh? Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them, motherfucker. Yeah. But yeah, it's like I have like this thing. You know what trips me out? People are scared of bugs.
What do you mean? That's I hate scary, bugs. Bro,
bugs are dumbass gross. Over there. I grabbed the bug. You know, I'm a piece of shit. So I was like, hello, it's coming. I'm like,
shout
like,
out his baby girl, dumbass.
Baby girl, shout out, dumbass. Dumbass with love.
Okay. I don't know how, but I get you.
What's up, dumbass? Give me a kiss, dumbass. Hey, dumbass, when I eat some food, hey, dumbass, what you do?
That's like the passive aggressive shit when you guys like haven't talked about something, but you're still angry, but you still miss each other.
Yeah. His love language is like.
Dumbass?
Yeah.
What's your love language? Oh, we had this conversation before.
I like how you always want to know.
I know, but yeah, definitely.
Your love language is like just maltreatment. That's how you know someone.
That's valid. Yeah. That's valid.
I like cuddling.
Okay, but bugs. Dumbass was afraid of the bugs.
Yeah, dumbass was afraid of the bug, but she's like, kill it! And I'm like, fool, you gotta do is smash it with your feet.
Yeah.
You know what I want to do now?
She was like, so I grabbed it with like a little scoop. Like, you know, she had like newspaper, so I scooped it. And I was just chasing her around her house, but her house is small. And she's like, dude! She's like, so she had nowhere really to go.
She has a studio.
Like, see, Letty has a big ass house. So, like, if Letty were to grab a rat and like chase me with it, I have space to run.
Yeah.
This dumbass got to go through like hella boxes.
Leave
and like
her alone.
And like
chairs.
And when she was running, she tripped over the corner of her bed.
Oh.
And I was like, me being a culero, I was like, a part of me really wanted to just throw it at her. But then a part of me was like, nah, it's kind of fucked up because what if somebody threw it right at me?
Yeah. What do you think it is about you that you are like that?
Because the homies used to treat me like shit when I was younger. Like,
yeah,
my
but
older
this
homies,
is your girl. This is like, not your homie.
Girl's a strong word, but.
All right, y'all.
No, but
she's been here for the past year. I've seen her freaking every day for the past year. This
no,
is your
you
girl.
Have not.
Yes, I have.
That's cap.
That's a defined girl.
Like, defined what? Girl. What does girl mean?
We have the one that makes you their girl in 2 days, and we have the one that's like you could be around for 2 years and you're not the girl.
With the owner. I have to fight next to Vic and Josh and Jose.
Okay, well, there's that part. I don't know where we went that's with hilarious. It, but no, bugs scare me. I hate mosquitoes. They're the worst thing that ever existed.
So, what's the word for that? Like, what's the
phobia?
Word? No. There's like a phobia for like. Bugs?
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
What's it called? There's like a word. I know there's like a fucking spider one.
Arachnophobia?
Arachnophobia. The homie definitely has
I
that.
I want to go. Okay, since you have
a phobia. You want to go to arachnophobia?
No, I want to go to Australia.
Why? They have the biggest.
With you guys. Because they have humongous insects, bugs, and like animals. Like
and
way
Iggies.
Bigger. Like humongous fucking like. A huge spider that will crawl across this, like,
let these the definitely not going to Australia.
I'm
no
not
more.
Going. He you wants to go to Australia to see if there's more Iggy azaleas out there.
I'm like, everything's bigger. Yeah.
If he wants to go do PR for weak artists.
What? No, let's. Why are we talking shit today?
Hey, nah, you know what's one of my goals? What? Getting down with a kangaroo. I want to squabble
that's
a kangaroo.
One of your goals?
That's what I'm saying. We should.
One of my goals
Brown
is being
takes
a millionaire.
Australia. Brownback takes Australia.
Is there anybody, if there's even one person in Australia
that listens
to
us,
let
send
us know.
Me a video.
Let
us
know. That's perfect.
Shrimp on the bobby.
Let us know if there's Latinos in Australia, because there's definitely Latinos in the UK. I saw this video on TikTok, and as soon as I saw it, I sent it in the chat. Like, we have to talk about this fool.
I think I know what you're talking about. He's like in his kitchen?
He's in his kitchen. Well, it's his house. Okay, it's essentially your house over there. Like, it's your crib in the UK.
In the UK. Yeah, can we watch it?
And so this guy is British, so he has a British accent, but he's also a Latino. British
Mexican? No, yeah, it's funny. And, yeah. And it's funny because he tries to explain the difference.
And it's just crazy how he switched. It just, it feels like trippy.
Yo, what's it like to be Latino with a British accent? In other parts of the world, it's a mazzoline. So my people, my name is Patrick Ville, and I came here to let you know the power of having a British accent and being Latino. Honestamente, es una cosa muy maravillosa, because when you flip it, yeah, from That's Espanol crazy. Back to the English thing, people are like, yo, ¿qué está pasando? And you just got to let them know, like, yo, there's levels to this. La son de aquí es diferente, and you already know, man, we're coming with that. Hey, una araña. Peter Parker had to be handled. But anyways, back to the topic, you know. When you come out here to the UK and it's sunny days, es okay. Casi nunca sale el sol. It's different, my friend. All I gotta say is when you're bilingual from this part of the world, in other parts of the world, you become a problem. You get me? And then you come across a lot of people that are problem solvers. Easy to mingle, man. You get what I'm saying? Very easy to mingle. Very easy to mingle. I've been told if you got a British accent and you flip it back to the Spanish thing, I see like como que nada. You got a little superpower there. I guess I can be your hero, baby. Joking.
Okay, I don't know what his name is, but it trips me out. It almost feels unreal.
Yeah.
That you can have a British accent and then switch it to Spanish. I want him to talk more Spanish because I want to hear if the British accent is in Spanish. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I totally understand that. Yeah. My mom said that she knew somebody that came from Asia and was raised in El DF.
I think I see a lot of Asians in Mexico.
And they know they're Asian.
They look Asian. They're Asian, but they speak Spanish.
But they fucking speak better Spanish than me. But they also speak their homeland.
It's not that far fetched because people would say that us three have an American accent when we speak English.
We definitely Spanish.
No, yeah, an American. But we're closer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then also the UK is right next to Spain. Look at us being simple-minded.
Yeah.
He's probably Spaniard, but he looks Mexican. No, he looks like Duno in another multiverse or whatever. Skinnier. Like, this is when Duno does his, like, when she calls and you're, what do you mean? Like, it's, you know how Duno's his phone?
I definitely, my thing is, like, how do his parents get from, let's say he's Mexican. To me, it's not... Ecuador.
Ecuadorian. So South America.
Okay. That's so how did his parents get from Ecuador to the UK?
Yeah. Damn.
Like.
Cruzando el río?
Nah, that's a big ass río, dog. Like, because if you really think about it, TJ is only 2 hours away from here.
Yeah.
Somebody could literally, if in a perfect world, somebody could literally just walk.
Yeah.
Into the United States. Yeah. I don't think you could walk from Ecuador to.
He even has a TikTok where he's in, I think it's Cambridge. It's in one of the places out there. And there's a marqueta, like a Mexican marqueta. That's where you could get like Valentina and Tajin. But it's stuff that it's like a little shop. And he goes and he like previews it. And it's like you could see the prices on it like that. It's like £7 or whatever. But it trips me out that it's even there, like a little, like, hey, here's a taste of home out there.
That makes me want to go out there. That's pretty fire.
Which is wild.
Honestly, I would cry if I had to live in the UK.
Oh, same.
I would fuck, bro. I'm like I like tacos. I like
they're just seasoning.
Yeah.
Yeah, out there there's like no seasoning.
I forgot. Too much money, pal. Yeah. Too much money.
And just for the record, Jorge did not need to pay for any of it because it was before Jorge. J. Cole paid for it, though. Because it was when we went on the 2014.
Real quick. Did you see a lot of the TikTok comments?
All of them. They're on my side, though.
Yeah, they're. But everybody's like,
they're tripping
like,
out.
They're like roommates.
Yeah, Letty finding out she has a roommate. I told Jorge that, too.
That shit was funny. No, but there was like some stupid ones like, oh, yeah, I would never. It's like, bitch, yes, you did, and yes, you have, and yes, you will. Like,
and then come on, just different tax brackets. Well, I think even, too, with Jorge, people need to understand he doesn't have, like a 9-to-5 job or a 9-to-5 career or whatever. Like, he's a hustler. Yeah. It's easy not to know what he makes when he deals in that sense of
he might not know what
he
makes.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was trying to explain. Somebody asked me, like...
How do I not know?
No, yeah, and I'm like, fool, our job, like, I could get booked tomorrow to host fucking...
Yeah, I get 12 an hour. What do you get? Like, it's not like that. Yeah.
Which is cool if you work that, you know, because some people, everybody
has different careers. Ours is not.
Yeah, but ours literally, like, I could have a shitty month this month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it could be a slow month. Yeah. And the next month I could make, who knows, I could probably make $1 million. Mm-hmm. So it just really just depends. But, yeah, the comments, but a lot of girls were definitely like, oh my God, Duno and big ass girls, they'll be perfect as bad bitches.
I love you guys as fucking supportive homegirls, dog.
That's too bitch.
That's
the way that you guys turned it on is the support we all need. That's the support we're all looking for, right? Yes. It's exactly. The support talk we all
about
need.
It. But it's definitely, yeah, that's, but I was telling, I was speaking about them, I was like, bro, that TikTok was so fucking funny.
It was funny.
And shit, we're almost at 1 million views on it.
Jorge loved it too.
Yeah.
He his comment, his comment was perfect.
I know. Because to him, he's timing. Now like a little man hero.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, make a pay. He's like, a you know,
hero. Yeah, bro, there were definitely.
You know how he is. Like, yeah. He's definitely going to feel it.
Milk, he's going to milk shit. It. Yeah. There were definitely guys like, that's right, true
yeah.
king.
Oh, yeah.
God. Live it up, boy.
That's right, like, you're my idol, Jorge. Like,
you want to be independent, huh? Shut up.
But I see some crazy ones too, though. Like, you guys want equal rights, right? I was like, dude, it's a fucking joke. Shit, like, but it was valid. That shit was funny as fuck. That shit,
either way, the most important thing was that like it started a conversation and a debate. And like,
and I know a lot of people are now talking to their, like, and it was cool. For the best thing for me is when people are like, that's like the conversations I have with my man, or like, girl, that's you sound like my wife right now.
Yeah.
Because that really just shows me, okay, it's not just us. Because low-key, if it was just us, I'd be really scared. And yeah, you guys probably right. Probably is cheating. He probably does have a side family. He probably does want a divorce, all of that. He is plying.
Nah, but the side, like the conversation started are dope. Like, I was seeing, like, there was a comment that had like 100 comments. Oh, I was like, shit. Oh, like people were just... Or no, or like comments. So, like, listen, you come, like, there were just people going back and forth. Yeah. But a woman are for fucking debaters, dog.
Oh, they were. There's one thing we could do is argue, dog.
Yeah. Especially all the Latinas. All the Latinas were like, yeah, that's my bitch.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even know, like, I'm just kidding.
But I love it, though.
Yeah, that shit was amazing. I love shit like that. Like, those conversations are the funniest.
But yeah, shout out to Jorge. But even now, anything I post, like, I posted at the fight.
Yeah.
Did you have to pay for your ticket? Like, I know that's going to follow us.
Yeah,
that's dope, though. Because imagine, like, I already know at the live, so that's going to be one of the questions.
Yeah. It's
like,
going to be sponsored by Jorge. He's going to pay for it.
That was funny, though. But, yeah, man, shout out to Mexicans in the UK or any Latino in the UK.
Yeah, anywhere sucks, in the UK, we want to, like, shout out that guy. I think his name was something Vel or Vel Music or whatever.
Patrick
Vell, I just want to hear him talk more Spanish. And I'm sorry, but it just feels unreal to me.
We're not used to it at all.
Yeah, at all. My brain is not. So imagine an Aussie Hispanic. Yeah. That'd be crazy.
Like, what is that, an Australian?
Yeah.
Or like, oh my God, imagine like Irish Mexican. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Who the fuck is that guy?
You guys just sound New York right now. All right, let's move on to Cool or Coolo.
That shit is cool. Shout out Bad Bunny.
By the time this drops, the All-Star Game would have happened and the Home Run Derby is happening as we kind of are recording. But too bad, man. We record on Mondays.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the celebrity game that happened on Saturday.
Which we weren't a part of, which I'm very upset about.
Because there was a gang
of...
There was some bullshit on
there. I thought about it, and I was like, you guys, we haven't made it yet, but there was a lot of other people that were going to be like...
Who the fuck is that guy?
Who the fuck is that?
Nah, but look, shout out Bad Bunny for doing this shit.
Bad Bunny, baby.
Hey, Bad Bunny literally takes over everywhere he goes. Everywhere.
Yeah. Literally, he was like the star of the All-Star.
He's the star.
And it speaks to how bad the marketing problem is in the... MLB, that they don't have any of their own stars to market for this weekend. They literally had to get a music star.
They're based.
But it's a celebrity game.
No, he's the star the whole weekend.
Literally, it's based.
Like, who have you heard about, like, any other type of.
Look. But what had happened this weekend? Look. I think it's more today and tomorrow.
Yeah, no. But I'm saying, like, still, like, the fact that he's involved.
If I get what you're saying, this.
He's, like, headlining damn near.
Yeah, I think this is what Vic's trying to say. When you usually. Okay. Don't get me wrong. There be some bad biddies at any Dodger game.
Mm-hmm.
But let's keep it a buck. A lot of Latinas don't really like baseball. They just like the getting drunk in 3 hours of turning
okay,
up.
Okay, look. But listen, if you want to say a lot of Latinas, you're going to say a lot of Latinos too.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not just the girls.
I'm definitely a part of just going to go see the Latinas.
That part.
You know what I mean? But I've never seen so many. Because usually like All-Star games, Home Run Derbies, they're for real like baseball fans. Because they're a fan of the all-around sport. Mm-hmm. Right. Or like a lot of kids go to catch the baseball.
Yeah.
Or like very diehard baseball. About just in general fans, but at Dodger Stadium, there was a lot of bad biddies there, and they was there for Bad Bunny and Bad Bunny only.
Nah, facts.
And then, but
we can't help that we're fine out here. Look, girls, it's not your bad, but did you see that girl that ran into the field?
Hey, she's I know she listens to Brownback. I don't know how. I just know. I know.
Brownback baddie.
She was bad. Yeah. She was bad.
And then was it's funny because in the comments, because I guess she had like a nip slip, and everybody's there, yeah, bitch, you a bad bitch still. And she's like, and she embraced her being psycho for Bad Bunny, and I love it. That's the Latina in her.
This is the, look, just so every Brownback baddie knows, this is the energy I want at the live show. Okay? Rush me on stage.
Yes. Yeah, so Glockiana can have her way with you.
Oh, yeah. That might be a problem.
Yes.
Who are you taking?
Glockiana.
Myself.
No, to the live show, fool. Who's on your guest list?
Myself. My family.
No, shut up. He's beating
my, who are you taking?
Shit, I'm taking all of them, pal. They can offer me to be a star.
Just kidding. If you, hey, dumbass, if you want to come slap him, I'll slap him for you. Just say the word.
Dumbass is definitely coming.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, my guest list is full. Just my family. I'm sorry. Nobody can come. That's about a ticket.
You're so cute. I love you guys. It's going to be so fun. Shout out to Bad Bunny. Let's talk about his outfit, though. Because I'm assuming this is his Dodger outfit, period. It's not, like, all the All-Stars had their own.
This was the Celebrity
All-Stars had that jersey.
Yeah.
And so that team had it that looked like this. I really like the jersey. Yeah. But let's see what Bad Bunny did with it. Bad Bunny styled it different.
With the Oakleys, with the baseball Oakleys. Okay.
His Adidas little cookies and cream Oreo vibes.
This was a trendsetter, Pabs.
And then he had the WWE belt that he won legitimately on wrestling. I saw it. He did a froggy splash off the top rope. The hat, that's the mesh hats is like what they're using this year too. He did that.
Is it a Dodger hat? Is it an LA hat?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Or is it? It might be the All-Star hat.
All-Star hat.
Yeah.
I wonder if this Dodger jersey is available.
I'm sure it is somewhere.
Or if you would have gone to the game, they probably only sell it at the celebrity thing.
Yeah.
But shout out Bad Bunny for being part of the LA team, because that was the other team's jersey. Yeah.
So it was like West Coast versus East Coast celebrities.
Yeah, that was the East Coast.
And I don't want to be rude or anything, but we could have been on the...
on the East Coast team.
No, West Coast team. But come on. Like, we could have done... Yeah. That could have been us. Yeah. I was like, oh, we're not on there because there's probably like huge celebrities playing. I'm like...
Yeah.
You know my thing is, though, this is my thing. I know it's going to sound crazy, but one thing I got to give to the Clippers is that they're very tapped in with Los Angeles.
What do you mean?
Like, marketing-wise.
I'm waiting for you to keep going.
Yeah, I'm...
Maximo would be so
proud. No. Don't get me wrong.
Like, right now.
You feel me? I got Lakers side on everything, but they do tap in with the artists coming up. They do a lot of...
like, for the halftime show.
Yeah, they did, like, the design with cartoon is right here.
Yeah.
Lakers, they did like the design with cartoon, and I feel like Dodgers and Lakers should do more of that. Still a huge fan, still fuck the Clippers.
I feel like they're so much of legacy like franchises that they don't need to do the extras.
Definitely they don't, but I feel like they should, because it'll make people would wanna, you know, you feel me? Like, imagine we hosted a Dodger game.
That would be sick.
No, first pitch.
Well, they had Sweetie do it, so I mean they're getting a little more in tune. Yeah, we need to be next for sure. Yeah,
definitely to be next.
They just gotta see that we bring the crowd. So once this live show comes,
yes,
and, like, it's all about showing and proving.
100%.
Because we can even be big headed about that. It's like, oh yeah, you guys think, but it's like there's so many other people before us, you know.
Yeah.
But ain't nobody else.
Nobody else.
Nobody
exactly.
Else.
Okay.
But the fit, I'm gonna say cool. I felt
cool.
The fit.
Yeah, it was cool.
I'm gonna say cool on everybody else. Cool on Bad Bunny, because if you really look at the fit when Bad Bunny's not wearing it, that jersey low-key is a little bit weird looking.
Yeah,
like go to when it's not him.
Cool.
I think there's they do not make, like, that jersey
he just
look
got
fire
off an island.
You know? Like,
and that's more
he
what like we'd Castaway. Look like with the jerseys on. We will look like that.
Nah, I look good in my jersey.
But Bad Bunny kills it, and he made it fly. So this is one of those things where it looks fly on him, but would it look fly on us, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes there's certain, like, outfits that I think look bomb on girls, but then I wear them and I'm like, yeah, fuck. Not me.
You definitely be killing outfits, though.
No, but there's outfits that I see on other girls that I'm like, damn, you're killing it. But if I wear the same thing, it's like, oh, no.
And let the no cap, I know you're, like, this, the outfit you wore yesterday for when you went with Bueller. So WSS, I'm like, Letty's definitely from Los Angeles. The way she rocked her jersey.
It's like, with it's the white tank and,
like,
the shorts.
For like super hoochie. But it's like, I'm still repping my team.
Yeah.
It's in a good way. Yeah.
With the
you guys see my mom was dressed
Louis
like
belt?
A hoochie?
Yeah, it's what we do. It's Hoochie Mama for a reason. Because moms love dressing Hoochie.
She's trying for papers and shit.
Like, cool. You why don't you petition for her?
I could.
Yeah, you could have when you turned 18. You're 22.
Oh, no, because I like the... Because
you're bad.
Yeah, because I'm bad.
Oh, okay.
but no. Actually, we didn't do it because she was still legally married to my dad. And my dad is a criminal.
Oh, damn.
So, you know, so, but now she's divorced.
Hard out here for Masisa.
You feel me? So Masisa getting through it, though. She living life. She going out.
Yeah, she looks fine. She looked fine.
But she's learning how to drive. She could drive a little bit now.
Wow.
Thank God, because fuck, she's annoying. Take me here. Take me there. Take me here. Take me there. Like, dude, just go do it yourself.
Aww.
But
Mandame un Uber.
I be getting tagged by the Uber. Pause. I was telling Letty that she asked me for Ubers, and she told me. She don't even know how to Zelle, fool. Yeah. I'd be like, I see your little scheme.
All of a sudden.
Yeah, all of a sudden, man. But yeah, man. Shout out everybody. Shout out all the Latino parents that are just learning how to drive because you were scared to drive because of how our crucial our world is.
How crucial our world is.
I mean, shit, they get pulled over, they don't have papers, they could get a little dangerous.
I like you're right.
You know what I mean?
Crucial means kind of like important.
Oh, I said crucial?
Yeah. It's okay.
Oh,
but
bad.
Cool or culo?
I'll say cool.
Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
Cool.
You'd wear it?
Yeah.
Sure. What if we come out at the live show wearing
that?
Jersey. Come on, fuck it.
I'm down. Okay. I totally have some shoes to match.
I feel like even if they don't sell it, we could have someone remake it.
Yeah.
Definitely, Paisa remake it.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
That should be fire.
Yeah.
I'm sure they
have the little brown bag logo on the side.
I'm sure they have them right now in the Santee Alley. We go right now.
Dude, we gotta get the brown bag Dodger jersey done.
That should be fire.
That would
Dude,
be fire.
Dodgers play the Giants.
Oh, the on Giants. Thursday. Dang.
We gotta go.
So they have by the time this drops, they played it.
Yeah, they played it already.
Well, they're gonna play a weekend series, I'm sure. So
weekend series too. So Dodgers, get it together. You've been killing. Yes, I'm Dodgers for whooping the Angels ass. Yeah.
Hold on, Dodgers are 60-30.
Oh, yeah, 10 games. I think at the All Star break, 10 games above the competition.
Yes.
Shout out to
30
Dodgers.
Games above like 500.
Yeah, Angels, you guys fucking suck balls.
Oh, I feel bad for it. It's not even fun anymore or funny. Like,
why?
It's
like put it in the competition,
like
it's
bitch. It's
pretty sad. Like, figure it out.
Like, it's pretty sad. Like, they're a train wreck.
This title of like a thing. It's like just when you think things couldn't go worse for the Angels, they do.
They have the two best players in baseball, Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout, and they can't do shit with them.
That's like, fuck, if I was like watching great first round picks go to like the Sacramento Kings or like,
wouldn't like that the be Pistons. Like how the Lakers were last season though?
No.
Yeah. It's like great players, but it's just not hitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a year before that, we won a ring.
Yeah.
They've never won anything.
Well, 2002, they won a championship, but that's.
What did they win? The.
They won the MLB World Championship. Series? Yeah, they won the World Series in 2002. But you were two, so it's okay.
Ain't nobody give a fuck about no 2002. Yeah. Weak ass 2002.
Yeah. You were watching Baby Shark. You didn't care.
There wasn't. I was two?
Yeah, you were two.
Oh, I don't know what the fuck I was doing.
Now fucking.
Ooh, Arthur.
Did you guys see? This is No Me Digas. Did you guys see that they're remaking Winnie the Pooh to be scary?
Oh,
yeah, so it's called Winnie the Pooh, like Blood and Honey or Honey
for
and Blood.
Kids?
Okay, so I guess the copyright or the whatever for Winnie the Pooh expired.
Oh,
so that means that licensing, so anybody could use the name, and so they picked it up and they made a horror film about it. It's essentially like. Think Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but then the head is like Winnie the Pooh.
Who did that? You're a piece
like
of
it's
shit.
Crazy.
I
want to
watch it.
Scary.
It.
And then the guy from.
Can we see?
What's the? Yeah, look. See, I'm not tripping. I swear to God, this shit is crazy.
That shit is hard.
You guys.
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey?
I'm telling you.
That's fucked up for kids,
That's
though.
Fucking crazy, dog.
Nah, but we didn't even like, Winnie the Pooh was like such like a, it was like our seventh favorite show.
Yeah,
like,
but he's so cute, dude.
Oh, that's going to be so dope.
No.
Oh, I want to watch
that's
this.
That's Piglet.
That's fat shaming.
That's Piglet.
That's fat shaming.
No
that's
way.
Piglet?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Piglet. Look,
fuck. And the girl in the hot tub is fine.
Oh, so yeah. Zoom in on her real quick. I'm taking the baddie to watch this for sure.
Okay, but and then what are the ones that made Get Out? Okay, one of the guys in Get Out, the dude that
Jordan Peele.
No, the dude that gets the little tea.
Oh,
the dude that gets the right?
Daniel Kaluuya.
Yeah, so he's going to be in a remake of Barney, and Barney is dark. Like, he's like, imagine, you know, it's like Barney's like, I love you. It's like, this is a story of what happens when Barney doesn't love you. And it's like, oh, damn.
This shit is genius. Dun, dun, dun. This shit is genius. You want to know why?
Creepy.
Super creepy.
It is, but you want
to
know why?
It has to do with kids.
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't. It's genius. Yeah, it does. No, because we were kids when all that shit came out. But how old are we now? We're old enough to watch these scary movies, and we're already familiar with these characters. So who's going to tune in?
I had bad dreams already of the real Barney, of Barney the nice one. I can't imagine the scary
She's
one.
She's related to Jesus. She knew what was going to happen in the future.
I knew it. I hate that I know these powers. These powers.
My thing is, like, is Barney going to sing while he kills you?
Probably.
Yes, okay, imagine, like, I love you. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, it's just like a piano play. No. Yeah, this is gonna be hard. Come on, you guys are scaredy cats.
Nah, you just want to take bitches to the movie theaters.
Yeah, too. What, but it's gonna be dope, bro. It's gonna be dope.
Big hug.
By the running, I love you. You love me. They're chasing the bunnies.
For some people, love is a nightmare.
Oh, you know what would be fire? Damn, I'm like, I'm genius. Look, Selena Gomez was in
Original Barney
as a baby girl. Like, she was really small.
Baby girl.
Imagine she's like in the remake.
Dang, that's
and like
crazy.
Grew up and it's like part of the story.
Okay, well, it did make me think.
I need to write shit.
What other like childhood classics could be scary movies? Because I had a bad dream about Barney, but I also had a bad dream about Genie. Genie scared the fuck out of me from Aladdin.
Oh, from Aladdin?
Because he did that one thing where he's like, I can't bring people back from the dead. And then he looked like zombie kind of vibes. And when he did that, like, I literally had nightmares about that particular scene.
I was more scared when Will Smith played him.
The live action?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks scary.
What other things could be scary? Jorge said, I think he said the Seven Dwarfs would be creepy.
Oh, that would be.
Yeah, that would definitely.
Seven Dwarfs.
Name some. Everybody name some Teletubbies. I never fucked with Teletubbies for the record. Ever in my life. I thought they were weird.
They were.
What else? What are some like kids?
Just childhood faves. Like, what if the Care Bears didn't care?
Care
Bears. What if they didn't give a fuck? I don't give a fuck, Bear.
I'm trying to think.
Cocomelon. Oh, right. Dude, that's too like new.
What if the grandma from Coco was just
like,
no,
that's Little Vic?
People?
Yeah. Oh, I love you, Little Vic. Oh, someone said, like the toys and the Andy's neighbor's toys in Sid? Toy Story and Sid's toys, because they're already scary looking.
They were scary.
Damn.
Yeah.
That would be.
I love this. Yes, with the spikes. Yep.
Yeah, that food are like hella. They're like silver tooth activity. Talking about nightmares real quick. Did I tell you guys that I had a dream?
About me?
No. I wish. That I had a dream that my mom killed her best friend and then asked me to help her fucking hide the body.
And you
helped
her?
And I helped her. I told my mom this, and she was like, oh my God. She's like, oh my God. Started praying and shit. I was like, dude, chill, it's a dream.
Yeah. Do you know her best friend? They've been best friends forever.
Well, they're not technically like best friends. I mean, they're really good friends. But so her name is Jackie. Jackie's daughter is Stacy. Stacy and my sister Erica have been best friends for years. They like ran away together. So my mom and her mom been connected because their daughters are fucking nuts. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
did you find her? Is she at your house?
So that's how close they are. Like, my sister and her best friend have each other tatted on their. On their boobs and stuff, like real close best friends.
Damn, Angie, we're slipping. Okay.
For my birthday.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, so they definitely like. So I told my mom.
I'll get in. We get LA. LA. We're LA. Letty and Angie.
She's from the OC, though.
But it's Letty and Angie.
I don't care.
Okay. We'll put LAD.
No, because
let the Angie do know.
No, that would be tight. If she had LA tatted on her.
Yeah,
as an OC person that wears a lot of orange.
I was wearing Dodgers at the Angel Stadium.
I know. We need to ask her about that.
Why were you doing that?
Because why not?
Are you a Dodgers fan?
I feel like you guys should like take me in now because I did that at.
But why did you do that?
Because I wanted to.
No, we're not judging you. You want to be in here.
And all of my family, like my cousins, I went with my cousins, with my sisters, Dodger fans. Dodger fans.
Listen to me real quick. Linda. Fuck it, where'd you go to elementary?
OC.
Where'd you go to middle school?
OC. Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go to high school?
Gang, gang. OC.
Okay, then don't
have
fucking
some loyalty.
Don't wear our shit. Take pride in your bullshit team. Take pride in that team.
Vic, you better not say shit because you got a New York hat on.
It's a Badger Blue.
Badger Blue. But yeah, man, I had that dream. I was telling my mom, I'm like, you're a serial killer. I'm just saying. Dang. And I helped her hide the body at a barbershop. So random, right?
Wow.
That is
so watch if insane. Anybody show up at barbershops.
Oh shit. It was me and my sister.
It was you and my sister.
Now that would be a dope ass horror movie.
Yeah.
Me and my mom, like my mom's a serial killer. But I'm like hella good, but I just can't tell her because she's my mom.
Yeah, she's your mom.
And then you're like, you record your podcast, and then you have to go like hide the body after.
Yeah.
It's like super. They all calls me like, I did it again. I'm like, I'm
away. How do you get blood out of shoes, by the way?
Anybody know?
Oxy-clean? So I got these really nice shoes. I needed walking shoes, so I got these really nice Air Forces. Those are nice. Right? But then I got a cut on my leg, and then my shoe got.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that might be hard. Did you let it sit on there for a little bit?
It's still there.
No, but like once the blood hit, did you wipe it right away?
Yeah, I wiped it.
Oh, maybe you should have not wiped it.
You know what? This would be a perfect time if we had a shoe cleaner sponsor that would demonstrate, send us a package. We can see if we can get this blood stain out.
Yes.
You know what you got to do?
And I know a lot of shoe heads like know like the things, like what to do.
You know
like,
what you got
to
do?
Help us out,
did
companies.
You ever use 408 to clean your shoes?
Definitely. 409.
409.
Yes. 408.
Yeah, 409 for the shoes.
I definitely use Jabón de los Trastes.
Okay. What about toothpaste?
Some I definitely use toothpaste for toothpaste. The Vans before.
Right. What have you used, Vic?
Plenty of things like what's that baby powder?
Baby powder. I haven't had the baby powder.
Okay, to get it in the, you know how like Air Forces, for example, like you can clean them or whatever with soap, but the little
hose,
the stitching,
yeah,
is always gonna stay dirty unless you throw some white baby powder on it in between the little creases.
Wow, Vic.
And then so they get a little bit whiter.
Fuck it. Did you ever use Zote?
Zote. Z.
The Z was like Zote, yeah, right?
I use that for makeup brushes.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, that's a makeup hack. Shout out to all my brown black baddies that use Zote and Jihan.
Yeah. Mm. I definitely use Zote to wash my shit. Zote and a toothbrush.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to use a rag.
I feel like that would leave it pink a little bit.
No, but you like water it down a little bit. But you never really want to use a rag, especially because you might like, you might wet this and it stays a little wet. So, you know, the toothbrush lets you get.
What about have you heard, you remember the magic erasers? They were like specifically for like Vans and Chucks.
Wow, no.
It was like a little white thing that you would like.
Yeah. And the Timberlands.
Yeah, it would like, it would come out like, yeah, the whole white part of the Vans and shit would get like super white.
How do you clean Chucks or you just let Chucks be dirty?
Chucks. Well, white
so the
Chucks?
Good thing about Chucks is
you
that
can like throw them in the washer, but they'll kind of get yellow.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is hard.
I fucked up, you guys.
The Kendrick ones? Yeah. You just reminded me that I have them.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
And I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I've kept them clean.
I wore them to a Rose Bowl for 4th of July.
R.I.P.
Nah, you must not care about Kendrick.
R.I.P.
But to me, I just don't have that since I'm a new shoehead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't have that attachment to them that I have to walk a certain way or whatever. Mm. To me, it's like I got them. I want to show them off.
I'm not
but
like
they're
that either.
Dirty and I need to clean them because I would like to wear them again. I can't wear them right now again.
See, the bad thing about all white shoes that if you don't use the right shit, they're going to turn yellow.
Yeah.
You guys, Clorox is not a way to clean your shoes. Mm. I want to put that out there right now. Do not clean
with Clorox.
Do not clean with Clorox. That shit is crazy.
It'll turn yellow.
But you know, definitely, you feel me? Yeah.
I think you should. Maybe good. I would take it to a shoe cleaner.
But
Chucks,
yeah. But I ain't gonna lie. My mom used to clean
Chucks
my.
Chucks is like cloth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. If I ain't gonna lie, my mom used to clean my sister's white Chucks fly. Like, she used to, like, do a good job. I always had, like, the fucking the black Chucks. Like, the original ones. Yeah.
Every time I get my shoes, like, really dirty, I ignore them for, like, 2 months.
Because you don't even want to
look at it. I don't even want to look at them. I'm like, it's like it bugs me so much, mm-hmm. and I'll just leave them there. And then, like, 2 months later, I'll be like, I forgot about these. All right, time to clean them. Like, I'm over it mentally. Yeah. Like, it's okay. Like, they're not going to be like how they used to be.
Because that can give you anxiety. You're right. Like, I don't even want to look at it.
Yeah.
You see, but you can't do that because then the dirt stains more. So you got to clean them as soon as you can. It might hurt.
We know we're wrong.
I'm just saying. It's something that I had to learn the hard way. Yeah. There were some shoes I really fucked with, and they were just a little dirty. Mm-hmm. And then I cleaned them, like, 2 months after, and I was sitting there for like, I was like, dude, my mom was like, I told you to clean them right away.
So you should like give the shoe attention right away.
Yeah.
So maybe just treat girls like shoes. Give them attention. Don't put them away for 2 months. Because then it'll get dirty. Even if they're a little dirty. Just get a little wiped out.
Especially Papa's and Beer's dirty. We're talking about being at events and getting things dirty. Edgar Report. Yeah, Edgar Report. Out of it. Pivot. For you know who definitely doesn't care about their shoes? The Edgars.
The Edgars, okay.
That part.
In Edgar news,
facts.
Knott's Berry Farm was shut down last week due to an influx of fighting Edgars.
Yeah. Do you think it is Edgars?
It was a lot of Edgars.
Why do you think that? Like, we know they were Hispanics?
It was mixed.
Okay, it turned into like a full-on brawl.
Oh,
but
damn.
The thing is, like, so...
Were you there, Josh?
If Knott's, his little brother was there, of course. So if Knott's was like a country, right? The majority would be Edgar's.
There's definitely
So you got to think there's they were involved there, some way, somehow, and they're there every weekend. They all have season passes.
Food them.
So it's been going up. We've heard that there's like a lot of fights, and people are like, "Oh, it's getting ghetto," because you know there's a lot of fights and stuff.
Ghetto.
And this shit just turned into like.
There's video.
So many videos. They closed the park 3 hours early.
I didn't know there was video, you guys. I just saw the reports.
No, it was bad.
Dang. Yeah.
And they reopened Knott's, but they're probably going to judge everyone that comes in now.
Yeah.
Like, you're probably going to... It's going to be like a club. Like, Edgar's, you can't wear certain things.
Edgar's, look, cover your Edgar cut, not with the fitted hat. Yeah. Wear a snapback. It's a little more incognito because the fitted hats are a little burnt out now. By you guys.
Yeah, I seen the phase. There was a couple phases, you know what I mean? There was multiple videos of this.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow.
I seen people getting stomped out. But you know what's the most fucked up part? I mean, it's teens fighting with teens, but like just to see like teens getting like whooped, their ass whooped. Like, it's not really fun to watch. Like, literally some kiddo's getting the shit beat out of him, and he gets up and he's like, he gets up and he's like 4'3" and he's like, ugh. Like,
and
you're just like, damn.
Yeah, so you do feel bad.
They're like 13, 14, look, you know?
A part of me is like, damn, that must be fun when you're young. You're just squabbling with all your homies. Yeah, but another part of me is like, Knott's Berry Farm is also a family place. You guys.
Yeah, there was a lot of kids in attendance.
But I don't want to be a hypocrite because I definitely fought maybe where I should have not fought a couple times.
Which theme park have you fought at the moment?
I've never fought at a theme park because I was always
Six
raised.
Six Flags, Universal.
No, actually,
see,
hold up.
They're all theme
no,
parks.
No. At for grad night, I was with all the homies deep, and there was other fools that were hella deep. But we just walked by. We were on some cool shit, though. We're at the game. At Six Flags. Okay. So it was like late at night, you know what I mean? Mm. You feel like I did that with the tone, like Roddy Rich?
Late at night.
Yeah. But I was literally passing by, and they were just like, he's like, was that M4 on your leg? And I was like, you right? He's like, yeah. And then we're like from whole different other cities. Yeah. They're from like Buffalo. I don't even know the city. And he's like, oh, my boy, just you fool me. Like, we're like at the same age. But it was hella respectful, but it could have gone real bad.
Right.
But yeah, but I definitely, but never, oh, I mean, I guess I fought like in front of a Buffalo Wild Wings.
No, that's not a theme park.
That didn't happen. You were never there.
That didn't happen.
How about like a Raging Waters or like a...
I don't know about fighting about...
What about a bear?
What if somebody just slaps on my back while being shirtless at Raging Waters? That's going to hurt real bad. No, I've definitely never fought like at a fair and stuff like that. Because you know, like, you're also aware, like, people with kids, you know, there's probably parents walking by with the newborn and strollers. Yeah. And you never want to be that person that accidentally, like, tips over like a 2-year-old and shit. Like, you know, it's not cool. So, Edgar's, if you guys want to squabble... I mean, I would suggest don't squabble.
Yeah.
But if you are going to squabble, at least run the one-on-ones. Run the one-on-one
Wait till Yeah, wait till you get across the street to the McDonald's, dog.
Like, oh, there's a McDonald's there?
Yeah, it's like right across the street. Or go fight at Medieval Times or something, bro. Oh, like,
I want to go to Medieval Times. We should do a brown bag outing to Medieval Times.
Really?
What is that?
Yeah. The food is gross, though.
But you can eat it salvi with your hands.
I know, but they be serving utensils. Cold soup.
Medieval Times.
Like, so gross.
It's like it takes you back in time. Like to Medieval Times.
It's right by
it's
Buena Park.
It's right cool beats, bro. You're like it's like beach. Knights and horses, and then they give you like chicken legs and
I've never been to Knott's.
Really? Brown bag outing?
Yeah.
Knott's? Nah, I'm not really no fucking squabbling little Edgars.
Take a shot every time you see Edgar when we go to Knott's.
So we're gonna fucking walk out fighting the Edgars.
They'll squabble in line to take a photo with you.
Oh yeah, that would happen.
I don't know how I would feel like if I'm mid Like photo with the Edgars, and then they just realize that they're enemies and they start squabbling each other. Like, do I ref the fight or do I stop it?
Yeah. Do you guys have a spot like a fight spot for your schools? Like ours was a Jack in the Box.
Oh yeah,
definitely. Or the park behind the Jack in the Box.
We definitely had a spot. My school was low key. It was big, so like the PE area, there was definitely squabbles right there. But there was like some down the hill spot where we used to squabble, or there was like a little dead end that people would get the fades out the way.
Damn. In middle school, we would go to behind the Little Caesars. That was the thing. Like, oh, you talking shit? Meet me behind Little Caesars. And then after that, in high school, it was meet me at Big Lots. It was like there was a Big Lots right there. That's valid. And then there was like for some reason, it was literally like made alleyways to fight. Yeah, no, it was just like an empty area of like, you know, where people like load in like the boxes and shit, like the back door of the stores. For some reason, it was just like the wide open dock right there. Yeah. And then it was by the train tracks. So there was like access where like if you drive by, you can't see what's going on, but you can also escape from the back way.
Imagine being an adult that works with like these fucking kids. Always fucking you're fighting.
You don't know a crazy story? There's a middle school in my area. It's a little more towards like Silver Lake, East Hollywood area. But it's called King. It's called King Middle School. And while growing up, for around my age, I probably already stopped. But like my sister's era and like the homies older than me's era, they had an alley called the Bloody Alley. That's where the squabbles happen. And there used to be a lot of, back in the day, there used to be a lot of tension between Armenians and fucking Latinos because of that area. So there used to be a lot of fights, but also Latinos would squabble each other. But that an alley called the Bloody Alley, and that was like their thing. Like,
everybody,
get down at the Bloody Alley.
Everybody like, comment their fight spot at their school.
Yeah, tell me your fight spot.
So yours was at the Jack in the Box?
At the Jack in the Box. Or like at a lot of parks get it because there's a lot of parks by schools. Let's just go fight at the park.
Damn, so people are like, meet me at the Jack in the Crack.
Yeah. Jack in the Crack. Hell yeah. Get it cracking at the Jack in the Crack.
Oh, real quick, we saw Oscar de la Hoya at the fight, and bro, we had a fucking field day with jokes.
Yeah, I wish I was sitting with you guys.
That show was funny.
Have the video,
Oscar de la Co.
Yeah, you need to show me the video.
Oscar super prendida, boy.
Oh my gosh. Okay, also look at this. So the USPS is bringing mariachi stamps to their collection, diseñado por Rafael López.
Dad.
Look how cool. To get all of our abuelitas and our moms to use stamps again.
Wow, that is fire.
Isn't it cool?
This is very dope, by the way. Yeah, I like these. And this is like, and that's dope to have the woman one, which is fire. Mm-hmm. Like,
there's an all woman mariachi.
Oh, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, we used. It was really cool. I forgot their names though.
Fuck, is there a different word for women that do mariachi singing?
No, it's just mariachi.
I don't know.
Mariachi.
I don't know.
No, I just know they're like
mariachi cheese.
Final couple of
them. Marias con chichis. That was dope.
Marias con chichis.
Maria chichis. Hey, what's a saying that you heard that?
that was like one of
top tier. Yeah.
That was definitely
put in my highlight reel
for sure.
Put in my highlight reel. What's like a saying that you never understood until you got older? First, I got older, I never understood. For cuál dedo quieres que me chupe?
What is that?
You guys never heard that saying before?
No.
Like, my mom, like, let's say, I'd be like, no, mom, I didn't get drunk yesterday. She'll be like, oh, yeah, ¿cuál dedo quieres que me chupe?
Like, I'm a sucker? Like, you think I'm a sucker?
Like, ¿cuál dedo quieres que me chupe? So I was like, one time she was trying to lie to me about going out, and I was like, ¿cuál dedo quieres que me chupe? She's like, she was like, surprised. Like, she was like, yeah, I'm proud of you. But yeah. She's like, ¿cuál dedo quieres que me chupe?
That's funny.
Right.
I feel like
you
there's remember? A lot of sayings.
No, it's not coming to mind, but I think that's a great one.
Yeah, we should table that and revisit it, because I feel like there's so many good ones that we just have to like think about it.
Now it's time. Sombra Sala.
Shout out to the person that said they used to watch Brown Bag and now they just skip ahead to Sombra Sala, and I thought that was fire.
I love it. There's so many chismosos. I was like, and I love it.
Stupid, it's still us. We still get the views. Like,
somebody told you that?
Yeah, under our umbrella, baby.
Yeah.
Stupid, it's the sacred under Brown Bag. So you're not stupid. You're not stupid.
Yeah, no, we love you.
You're
we
a little stupid, but it's cool. Fast forward all you want.
Super chismosa vibes.
And you too.
Facts.
Yes. Yeah. But for this week, it's my fellow Leo girl, J-Lo.
Oh, she's not J-Lo anymore. You know who she is?
Jaylene? I don't know.
No, she's J. No, she's J-Fleck. She's Jaff. J-A-F.
Jaff.
Jaffleck. Because J-Lo is Jay Lopez.
Jaffleck.
Now she's Affleck.
But you know
so
what?
So J-A-F.
She's changing her last name?
Yes.
No. Oh, yeah, she did. No, but I'm talking about the nickname. Like
okay, J-Lo. No. Listen. Because I had like a question about that. So we're not going to be calling her J-Lo anymore, right? Because now she's Miss Jennifer Lynn Affleck.
Well, Lynn is her middle name, girl. It's always been Lynn.
That's where I was thinking. I'm like, where the heck is Lynn coming from?
Yeah.
Did she change her name?
She just added Affleck. Okay,
okay. You're a fucking sellout.
What if she used all
I'm not
her
a fan
name?
No more.
Oh, it's because your Lopez is your last name. It's okay.
It's okay.
She could have been. For we could have been some
you
J-Lo.
You can't have J-Lo and Cheekies.
And Cheekies and Becky G one, and Carol G. Stop being a...
Vic, what you say?
What?
Just because it's a goalie doesn't mean you can't what?
Oh, yeah. That's another word to live by. Just because there's a goalie don't mean you can't score. You heard?
Yeah, I don't think Cheeky's happy with her man. I don't think J-Lo's going to last with this
guy. Know, Becky really G happy. Does it.
Cheeky looks happy?
Cheeky looks really happy. Becky G looks really happy. Yeah. J-Lo? J-Lo's proving us all wrong that you can go back to your ex and be happy.
After so many years.
After so
what
many years.
What can you give J-Lo true. That Ben Affleck can't give her?
True.
Wait, say it again, say it again.
What can you give J-Lo that Ben cannot?
Batman.
I'm not going to die in the next 5 years. He's old, right?
They're the same age, practically.
Yeah, so then J-Lo's
You don't need to stop by to buy Viagra with me?
She's gonna be horny all the time.
Fucking, you're gonna come back to your roots?
Oh, yeah.
She's not. He's Mexican.
Yeah, she's Puerto Rican.
Yeah. But I'm talking about the for the Latino side of everything. She's with a white man. He's conquering her, and I don't like that. She's being taken advantage of, and I feel like people need to stop doing that to our women, especially our Latina women. We've been through a lot.
Hold on. Somebody's going to clip this and then make a whole reaction. People don't know how to understand when you're telling jokes.
Yeah, no, but definitely. I just think they'll all be happier with me.
Everyone is just going to be happier with you. You call your girl dumbass. You don't even call her your girl. You think J-Lo's going to want that? She made enough, bro. She was enough.
Now he's really thinking that.
Like, no, dog.
I'm just saying. Like, okay, Becky G, right?
The way you're talking to her is the reason why she would rather be with the white
guy.
I'm
just saying. Becky G grew up in Inglewood. Did her soccer player guy walk fucking... Grew up in Inglewood. We were lame.
From
LA.
The ex that probably cheated on her grew up in Inglewood.
Yeah. Okay. Look. You know what? I just feel like they'll be happier with me. I'm funny. I'm cool. I have a dope podcast. I have multiple dope podcasts.
You're great.
You know what I mean? You feel me? Like if they need to go on a press run, I could just hit both of these two up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's Ben Affleck.
He is Batman.
Who?
He produces. I think his
his
producer bag is way better than like his actor bag.
Yeah,
like, so it's about
he's
the money.
Behind a lot of shit.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Gone Girl, whatever.
You know what? But
it's incredible.
All right, Angie, keep it a buck. Who out of all the girls I mentioned that I'm in love with, who do you really see me with?
Sandra.
Apparently, Chickies.
Chickies, you think Chickies is the one for me?
A lot
I
of
think
people
that
are
would
saying
like,
they like Chickies.
Because they only heard us talk about Chickies.
No, but he's talked about...
Yeah, but we haven't made a fucking reel about anybody else.
I could see that happening.
Who do you see me with out of all of them?
I think Becky G, because she's local and more your age. Okay. Sorry, but no, answer it.
Becky G is definitely like me and her will make the dream team.
No.
Like, for nobody cares about no soccer player that plays for LA Galaxy.
She does.
He doesn't play for LA Galaxy.
Well, he used to.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't even know where he went.
You think you would, like, change, like, anything about yourself?
Fool.
If you got with Becky G?
Fool, I'll make Becky G make bangers. Fool, you got to have some type of
she
drama.
She makes bangers.
No, but, like, she's in such, like, a pop. Like, she gets criticized if, like, anything goes wrong. So, like, imagine, like, they're going to be like, your boyfriend said this and this and this. Oh, you think you would have to change?
Oh, fuck no. Girl, come over here. We don't judge on this side, perhaps. Well, I mean, we do, but definitely, like, if Becky G puts up to the block, the homies are just going to be like, hey, can you sing something real quick? Like, they're not asking for a picture. She's going to be, hey, but look, shout out J-Lo for going back to her ex. If you're happy, girl, do you. But whenever you're ready to come home, you already know what time it is. You feel me? Send me a fucking email. You feel me? At contactduno@gmail.com. But I'm just saying. But look,
I love Duno. Because just the self-esteem of our guys is so high. Like, imagine, like, this is real what he's saying.
He like, really means
know?
It.
No, bro.
Come home to the house that I have with my
bro,
mom.
I definitely think.
Where I don't have my
like,
own
like, bro.
Sleep in a sala.
Look, she's older than
fuck
my mom.
Fuck your multi-million dollar motherfucker.
Yeah, but are you really happy in the house?
Hey, that house is not a home, probably.
She was very happy.
There's always that meme of like.
Hey, look, I'm just saying, they broke up once. It's going to happen again.
Yeah, but there's always that meme of like the guy talking shit and then like what his room looks like. It's like the mattress.
Hey, you guys, I just want to put it out there. I could definitely live on my own in a very nice apartment somewhere.
Yeah, you're stacking.
Yeah.
You're stacking.
Yeah, but people were like hella mad. I'm like, dude, you know how much shit I pay in this fucking apartment?
And you just got your new car.
And just got a new car. Yeah, I have an office. I don't give a fuck, honestly. Look, I'm happy. No. You know what I mean? But look, I'm just saying, I think J-Lo will be happy.
With you.
With me. With you. Yeah. Dookies, I mean, Chickies. I just think she generally will be happy. Like, it's cool. Your boyfriend takes pictures, but like, girl, I'm way more popping.
Yeah. If you're with J-Lo, you'd be D-Lo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
D-Lo I'm just, and J-Lo.
And you'd be on the down low.
I know. I'm just saying. Yeah. And look. J-Lo could kick it with my mom. They're like around the same age. You know what I mean? Like, they could kick it.
You're not making a great case for yourself. You feel me?
Go to the. Like, I'm just saying. What the fuck's he gonna go listen to? Party in the USA with Badley's mom or whatever the fuck?
Ben Ashley,
whatever the fuck his name is. You give a fuck about Batman? You ain't ever made a skit about domestic violence, bitch. Oh, my God. Not J-Lo, her husband.
J-Lo made enough that you think she's gonna fuck with you?
I'm just saying, I just think she'll be happy here.
She wouldn't have to change her life.
Okay, so CNR.
Who?
J-Lo, Cheekies, and Becky G. Okay? Fuck Mary Kill. This is Fuck Mary Kill. Let's switch it back to the original.
The real one.
Fuck Mary Kill. J-Lo, Becky G, and Cheekies.
Okay.
He's nervous.
fuck, can I turn on comedian mode?
Do you?
Yeah, okay, okay.
Because they're gonna be happy with you no matter what. Any of them, all of them, right?
J-Lo's older, so she's probably gonna die soon.
So what?
So
what is that?
Kill.
Damn, J-Lo, I'm so happy you're with Ben.
No,
but you gotta look at it the opposite way. Like, this is maybe your last chance. Before she's gone forever. You gotta, you know, consider
she's
that.
She's killing J-Lo. Okay, who are you fucking and who you marry?
Exactly.
Who are you fucking and who are you marrying?
J-Lo's the more rich. Out of all three, J-Lo's the more richer one. Yeah. Okay, sure. Yeah. So can we go through tax brackets real quick? Just real quick.
So it all depends on the bag.
Definitely if they're dating only fucking superstars.
So fuck love is just about love.
That's why you guys were trying to point them with me. They're like, J-Lo's done enough. She doesn't need you.
No, you know? Not that she doesn't need you. You know what enough is about? Domestic violence. And you're clowning it. She, like, that's what there's that shit is for.
Enough. No, I'm just saying I've.
Oh, like, not like she made enough money. I mean, like, she made the movie called Enough.
Oh, yeah, but I'm I just want to say I'm
you
a
got
great,
it right, Vic.
So I'm a great boy. When I made the domestic violence video, I made it towards women
hitting
men.
Even you calling her dumbass, like you call your girl dumbass, and J-Lo, that's abusive.
Well, J-Lo's only ever dated weenies then because it's super de cariño. Super. You know what I mean? Because, like, dude, like, dumbass, if one of them were to walk in like, hey, little dumbass.
Hell the fuck no.
No? I just think I was raised a little different. Maybe, yeah, who knows? I don't know. Like, no, I just, it's dumbass. Like, I'm not like, fuck, dumbass, bitch. It's more like.
I get it, though, because you know? That's how I talk with my siblings, too.
Like, hey,
but now it's your man.
Hell no.
Yeah. Mm-mm. If your man called you dumbass, no, Angie. Yeah, you would not stand for that.
I call my women beautiful princesses.
Yeah. And Prishesha and Shikinai.
Yeah, but you also cheat on them and have like five of them.
Okay. I don't cheat.
What's better, not cheating but being called a dumbass?
You're deflecting.
I don't know, but you're throwing it in.
Can I throw this scenario at you real quick?
Do already. Fuck Mary Kill.
Okay,
please.
Fuck Mary Kill.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, you're killing J-Lo. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That. We're keeping it.
All right. J-Lo's dying. Becky G's around my age, so she's probably a little more ratchet, so she's going to be like, the fuck? Just because, you know, it's like the sneakling vibes.
Okay.
And then.
You're going to marry Cheekies.
Damn, your face had it all. You don't want it.
Yeah, I'm not going to be happy there for a long time. Okay, so what?
Last week, you're like, oh, Cheekies, I love you, baby girl.
Dude, this, why are guys fucking like this? Okay. You want the girl of your dreams until you get her, and then you
already. You saw his face when he's like, I'm married? He's like, forever? Like,
Cheekies?
For what?
Actually.
Last week, you were trying to take her from her man. You were dirty macking on this fucking podcast. And now you can't stand the thought of being with her forever.
Yeah, it's because being married where it comes with a lot, fool.
You're an asshole.
And, okay, you know what? Can I redo it one more time, please?
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
J-Lo's dead already.
J-Lo's dead.
She's gone. That's a gone girl right there.
She's never coming back.
And that's that.
Well, you guys don't know CPR like me.
You don't know CPR. Yes, you know CPR.
Okay. Okay,
that one was for funsies. What's the real one?
Oh, what's the real one? Okay.
Fucking Duno.
They didn't like that scenario.
Okay, can you guys do it so you can help me a little?
No, it's for you.
I know, but as real
they're
friends,
they're not
I feel
our
like,
loves of our lives.
Okay, can you tell me what you would think I would? Tell me what's good. It's this difficult right now. When you got three ba- when you got three baddies in front of you,
okay. It's like, all right, oh, fuck. All right, look, if I were to choose for you, I would say, I would say, marry J Lo.
Okay, that's
Bizag. Okay,
Bizag. Yes,
and you know she's a little older. She's a little more mature. She's. I know it's gonna be your first time. It's gonna be her eighth time. She can show you. You know, like the way to be married.
The more experience, the better. I'm gonna be the young bull. She's gonna be the. I feel it, Pop. Okay, I didn't think about it like that.
And then, I mean,
we're not killing chickens.
Okay, all right. I didn't say that. But,
we're fucking her.
But Becky G, like you gotta. Yeah, you know, like, you have to.
That's where I was going with this. This is where I was going with this. I was just going to switch it up a little bit. Look,
yeah.
I'm definitely going to leave Chiquis on scene.
You're ghosting her.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ghosting her. Marrying J-Lo and boning Becky G.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just saying, Becky G, I mean, yeah. That's
yeah.
But look, I'm also down for Chiquis just to be like a once in a month type of thing. You know what I mean? Like,
Chiquis is crazy. Because it's so crazy. Yeah, she deserves so much better than you already. I hope you stay with your man, Chiquis.
Yeah, please. Chiquis,
let
Dookies
not happen ever, please.
Nah, no, I was rooting for Dookies.
Right? No, me too.
No.
As soon as you imaginary have her.
It's a psychology thing. I'm trying to act like I don't want her.
You should marry. Look, this is my. If I was you,
okay,
I would marry Becky G because she still hasn't reached her potential. She's young like you. She's probably the next low-key like J-Lo status. Whether it
she's
be
J-Lo's baby.
Yeah, whether it be quick, like money making, all of that. Well, yeah, you didn't choose her and you had like 5,000 times.
Okay, I would choose her now. Though you made a
point.
I may not have a six-pack or play soccer, but I would definitely make you laugh and we could go get tacos in Inglewood. And I won't be scared. And fuck it, I won't make you get out the car. I'll get out the car myself. If I know how to speak Spanish, mm-hmm. I also wear LA hats. Mm-hmm. I don't have a stupid beard like your boyfriend. I don't have athlete's foot.
Are you mayor que ella? Le gusta los mayores.
She does?
Isn't that the song?
She made a whole song about
that. Do you
that?
Know a Becky G
yes,
song?
Yes, I do know
okay.
Becky G.
I am a mayor.
Hey, baby, just know this mind is grown. Not my age. You feel me? I've been through a lot. We can relate. Fuck it, when you were dancing in your tour bus and all your homegirls weren't hyping you up, just know I would hype you up.
You would have hyped her up.
And at the parties, my sisters will make you twerk, and you probably haven't twerked in a long time because people will judge you. Mm. But you know what I mean? I just feel like you should come home.
She is
this home.
Yeah. Nah, because you feel me? Like, you can have a house, but is it home?
Exactly.
So your home is home.
I mean, that's how I feel about Chiquis. I just generally don't think she's happy. She needs to come
kick
it. You're
trying to make everyone happy.
If I grew up in, off the 101, mm-hmm. she grew up maybe towards the valley. Because it's not too far. I'll Uber there.
Just for the record, there's no more Dookies happening after what's happened.
You chose up.
It's over.
It happens. Sometimes you choose up. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes so you choose
Becky
up.
Becky G.
Becky G. Oh, she does like him.
You've never met Becky G. I feel like you should have already.
For the day I meet her?
I want him to.
Why?
Because of this conversation.
I feel like he's all talk. And if he does meet her,
I'll definitely become a bitch. Like,
what's the title of the episode?
Bruno's a bitch. Look, generally, I think Chiquis is just too grown for me.
But J-Lo's not.
J-Lo's more activa. J-Lo likes that adventure. J-Lo's down to go tagging with me, no cap.
No, she's not.
She's definitely down to go tagging. Her lawyers?
I feel like Chiquis would be more.
You think Chiquis down to go do some tagging with me? Okay, then me and Chiquis got to go on a graffiti mission. You know
so,
what?
What would your couple name with Becky G be? Because there she has...
Dunex.
No, but she has, like, fans.
Why Dunex?
Dunex.
He wants to be Latinx so bad, that's why.
Not Dunex. I don't know. Think of something.
Because they're called something, like Beckonators or something. Like, her fan base is called something. Yeah.
They're called the Beckonators?
Something like that, I swear to God. Can you please Google it? Can you please Google it?
That sounds like a fucking Wendy's
She does have it. Like the Beckonator?
It's Carl Jr.
Get your fast food right.
It would be... No, that's actually Wendy's.
Duno.
Oh, it is Wendy's.
Wow.
Duno and Becky.
Becky G?
Sounds way better than Dookies.
Decky and Dookies. Why are you already shitting on Dookies so fast?
Because Dookies, when I think of Dookies, I think of poop. like the little dookie.
That's why
yeah,
it's cute.
I know, but yeah, that's why. he was so down a week ago.
Yeah.
Now he can't even stand the thought of being married to her.
We need to have a segment. Okay,
maybe I'm a Pisces. You know, I'm very complicated. Let's not judge me for what I go through.
I'm not judging you.
Maybe right after Sombra Sala, he does a shout out, like a pitch to a famous, beautiful woman every week.
A different proposal every week. You're a fisherman.
Just throw it out there. Sooner or later, someone's going to
And your platform is big enough that they're going to see it.
Yeah.
Like, my thing is, what are they called?
The Beasters.
Beasters, okay.
Beasters. Oh. Baconators?
Who said Baconators?
I did. I know it has to do with her name.
It would make sense. I get it.
Oh, my God.
Beasters, okay.
If I could bring one of them on set and just be like, kick it, like, who would you prefer me to bring?
One of who? One of the three?
One of the three.
Cheekies.
Hi, Cheekies. Cheekies would be more down to talk shit.
Have you seen her in concert? She loves to drink. She does all that. She's about the... Pew, pew, pew. Yeah. I've seen her. She's
with
fun.
The shooting?
No,
I'm just kidding.
The funsies. She's just about the vibes.
Okay.
Es cabrona, es cabrona.
Yeah.
Okay, but...
In a good way.
Shout out, congratulations, J-Lo. And
congrats, J-Lo.
Yeah, I don't know how this turned into congratulations, J-Lo.
Congratulations, J-Lo.
They got married in Vegas.
You know, Saturday night. If you don't believe it, I thought it was fake, but then it was for real.
They eloped.
I got the little certificate.
The statement, all of that.
I like their statement. They shouted out Victorville, California.
Why?
They were like, oh, the couple behind us was like in love, and they drove 3 hours from Victorville, California to come get married right next to us. Mm-hmm.
Ever imagine like pulling up to get married on some shit you might regret later, and then it's J Lo and.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie, I would get the fuck out of line. That line is cursed if J Lo's in it to get married. I'm walking out. I'm like, we're gonna do the next one.
Okay, so this is my thing.
So you guys don't think they're gonna last?
Because Ben has also been married before.
Yep.
Right.
How many times?
He's also dated a lot of people before.
How many rings does Ben have?
Guys are the ones that buy the rings. Why is it on J Lo that guys want to marry her? Like that to me is not a diss. That a guy loves you so much, he's gonna want to marry you.
It's just facts.
But she gets the
I would give her 9th ring if she let me.
But she gets the shitty end of the stick for that. Like to her, it's
saying yes. She doesn't know how to say no.
I think imagine to all the people she said yes to, the ones she said no to. Because I really swear that fool Casper Smart definitely would have fucking proposed to her.
P. Diddy?
All of them.
He probably proposed to her and she said no.
And she said no. True. So just my thing is like we put a lot on her when she's the one, like she's not asking these fools to marry her or to ask her to be married.
Mm-hmm.
And literally these guys have also had, like Mark Anthony, straight up hoe. But we do not say shit about him.
Yeah, that needs to be fair. So we need to know all their numbers of like the times they've been married. Oh, we talked about Mark Anthony. We roasted him pretty good.
I was
good
not
too.
Here when you guys.
I know. But
I don't know. I feel like you guys. We roasted him.
No, you called him the Avengers Lucky Nas or whatever. He's getting the rings.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. You're right. Yeah.
How many times have J-Lo been married?
I think not a lot. I think
this one. I mean,
either her second or third.
It says number of this marriage, 4.
This would be her marriage.
4th. And then Ben Affleck, he was married to Jennifer Garner. So that's the second marriage.
Like so she's trying to catch up to my granddaddy
first.
I don't know how many.
Mark Anthony. Mark Anthony's a wild boy, too. Mm-hmm. He's a wild boy.
Look, I'm with people getting married multiple times as long as you guys end it well.
It seems like she does. I don't think, because especially seeing Diddy always be cool with her, Mark Anthony be cool with her. It seems like she can run into her exes.
Random.
Yeah, look, he proposed.
I feel like A-Rod was like I feel like they were so meant to be. Because they were like,
maybe they were too meant to be.
Yeah.
How many kids would each marriage have?
She only has 2 with Mark Anthony.
Yeah.
And the rest are adoptive?
No,
she doesn't have any other kids.
She just has 2 kids.
I think.
I've seen her do TikTok with like a gang of kids.
No,
probably
she has
like
her
kids, friends, or something.
No, I'm pretty sure she has a kid that she adopted.
No, that's Angelina Jolie.
Oh shit, I'm tripping. J-Lo only has 2.
Yeah.
With Mark Anthony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then imagine those damn them kids been to 9 weddings from both their parents.
Oh my god.
They like to party.
Yeah. The receptions.
Yeah, they must also love church.
Yeah.
What episode?
You gonna do Brownback shoutouts?
Yeah. Fucking, there were so many.
Yeah, but I saw some at the bottom.
Okay, so shout out Christopher at Staples Center.
What's up, Chris?
For whatever reason, I wrote that down. There were so many at Staples Center.
So many. Shout crypto, out to everyone that's whatever you want to call it.
What's up? Everybody at the fight, shout out to you guys. Mauricio at Checos in Lenox.
What's Checos?
The Lenox Marisco spot that's in the backyard.
Oh, nice.
We got to go there one day.
Yeah, let's go, Mauricio. Let's go.
Yeah, shout out Mauricio.
So you went there?
Yeah. And then he see me, and he was like, look at me. He's like your podcast, fool. And I was like, oh, shit.
I'm going to ask Angie this. Which one of us wrote Buff Postal Dude at BevMo?
I already know who it is, though.
Okay, let me not ask Angie. Who doesn't know?
We all know.
You know?
No, I don't.
Okay, which one of us put Buff Postal Dude at BevMo? Guess.
From them three.
From us three.
From Buff Postal you?
No, not me. Guess again. My Joshy.
Do you know?
Do you know?
Vic.
Vic.
Oh, yeah. So, look. Shout out. It's because I didn't get his name. But I wanted to.
You knew he was buff, right?
He was fucking huge. He was ripped.
And you knew he was a postal dude.
Yeah, because he told me. So, look. It was
that's a funny story.
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, I was at BevMo Glaciana. And then I'm, like, looking for wine. I've never, like.
Freaky, huh? Looking for wine.
Why is it freaky?
It's a beverage. What day is it?
It doesn't matter the
what
day.
What wine did you get?
What day of the week was it?
The footprint wine?
It was a day of the week.
It was like on a Tuesday?
No. It was later in the week.
Wednesday?
Later in the week. Later in the week.
Horny. He's horny. That's super horny.
All right. So look. So I don't know too much about wine. So I'm like looking around. And then I'm like, I don't know. Maybe this one. Maybe that one. And then this dude walks by. And he's like, he did like a super fast take. And he's like, Rosecrans Vic? And I was just like, what? And I was like, yeah. Like we both looked. We looked at him. And he was like.
Fucking like I had the gun ready?
We were like. I was like, yeah. And then he was like, bro, I heard your voice. I didn't even see you. I just heard your voice.
That's fire.
Yeah.
Shout out the buff guy.
Yeah. And then he's like, yeah. He's like, you shouted out postal workers. I'm a postal worker.
I love that.
And he's like, and I listened to you guys on my routes. And I was like, oh, shout out to you. And then he told us what wine to get and everything. So shout out to him. I just didn't get his name. That's why I referred to him as buff postal dude. Yeah. He was a handsome man. He was a handsome man for sure.
Shout out to all the postal workers.
Yes.
Shout out to all the truck drivers. We saw that there was like a truck strike, and we know a lot of you listen to us.
Yes.
And actually, shout out to all of
you. Have you guys ever read the comments on like Apple Podcast?
No.
The reviews they leave us?
No.
Bro, some of these reviews are fire. Like people are like, people are the funniest, but they're also the dopest. Like a lot of, where now that you said truck, there's a truck driver that said that he drives a lot, and he's like, dude. He's like, bro, I look forward to driving on certain days because I know I can listen to you guys. And he's like, he used to listen to the radio a lot. Some of that, he's like, but when I seen a post about listening to podcasts, and you guys were the first people I tried out, and you guys made me fall in love with podcasts all around.
Love that.
And I'm like, that's crazy.
Well, don't look at the other ones; they're not like us.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely not like us.
we're like super highly rated on Apple Podcasts as well.
Very good.
Yeah.
But you know, that's what I'm saying. Like us talking to people is so dope. And also, I did see something that a lot of the listeners that only listen
audio.
We gotta stop eating. They're like, dude, we love the podcast, but fuck, you guys eat so much.
Yes.
And that's like,
we didn't eat this episode.
Yeah.
At all. Shout out to us.
Or take a break.
We went all the way through.
Wow. Fucking killing it. Today was a great party. But yeah, I thought that was dope. I was like, damn, that's crazy. The audio listeners, because we're mostly in tune with the like.
Well, look, audio fools and foolettes, just fucking eat with us, dog. It's really hard out here.
Because we be hungry.
We are hungry. We record this. Like, okay, you listen to us in the morning or in the evening. We record this at, like, we get here at 2 p.m. By that time, that's lunch.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that's dinner because I'm up at 4 in the morning. That's I've already done my 9 to 5. Then I come here. And so I haven't eaten that time. So that was like a little bit of
a pass.
Yeah,
exactly.
Damn, bro, you've been talking to Little Mr. Eat a lot, huh? He's been like.
He did that.
Shout out to him.
Shout out my boy, Lil Mystery.
Call him right now if you're so cool. Let's just call him and hang up. Let's ding dong ditch him. Let's ding dong ditch him.
Nah, it's fucked up.
Let's ding dong ditch someone. Who can we ding dong ditch?
Who should we?
Andrew Schultz. Call him. Yeah, I know you got his number now.
I don't have his number.
Both Duno and I have called people. It's been a while since you called someone.
I called my cousin. Nobody like.
You both called your mom.
Yeah, and that shit was, like, super boring.
So let's ding dong ditch someone. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't know who to call.
Ghostbusters. Come on, bro. Call Little Mr. E and then we'll just hang up on him, bro. No. Just fucking do it.
She no pressure.
You got this, bro.
She wants to hear that.
Yeah. It's cracking.
that was edgy. For all you audio listeners.
What am I going to tell him? I'm just going to hang up.
Ay, caramba.
You're about to get picked up for like I know. Season fucking
37. I'm out of here, motherfuckers. I'm out of here.
Fuck the Simpsons. Something. That shit was so good.
Can you please just do it?
What am I going to tell him?
Just literally do the... Just do it one time and we hang up, bro.
Oh, I should have never told you guys I got his number. All right, let's see.
You can do it, dog.
If it doesn't want to ruin the relationship.
Exactly. I'm building it. I'm building
wow.
it.
Wow.
You're playing with him.
We all have called
your
people.
Name, your name for him on your phone is very...
All right, so I'm just going to call just him. And I'm call just going
to
go.
Just, yeah, he'll do the same thing. That's what he stays all day doing. All
right. Relationship is ruined?
It's not going to be ruined. He's going to love you even more.
All right. I don't think he left.
I think you're a sick ass fool.
It's too late.
He didn't want to connect to the Bluetooth.
Please leave your message.
Leave a message. No, let's leave. Oh, no, he's on Do Not Disturb. He's just like you guys. Call it again.
Oh,
call it again.
Or maybe I'm blocked.
No, the second time you call, it rings. Come on, Vic.
I don't want to do it.
Vic, just come fucking on. Do it, Vic. He'll love you more, dog.
Or block your number.
I think I'm already blocked.
Just do it, Vic.
Fine.
You have cooler friends anyway. You have me and Duno.
All right, you're right.
See why? She's going to ring this time. I hate when people do not.
Please leave your message.
Okay.
Thank God.
Or his phone died.
Hey, Little Mystery, if you see this, if anyone sees this, tag him, put him in the comments. Be like, hey, Brown Bag called you and you didn't answer. You left them on whatever. Vic is afraid you're not going to be his friend anymore. All of that. Look at it closely, dog.
Look at it closely. The live show's coming up.
Oh, I'm good at that one, too.
Do it again. Hey, say like one whole line and for your best Little Mystery voice.
I need to work on
it. Hot Cheetos. Say something like Hot Cheetos. Hot Cheetos.
No.
That was a good one.
It'll work next time.
For who has the best ha-ha from all of us?
Okay, let's do it.
Let's try it.
All right.
Ha-ha.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
All right. Nah, my son. I have a rappy boy.
Angie, you try.
Ha-ha.
Oh, that was...
Angie, have you ever seen Orange Bulls County. Gone Wild?
That was
yes,
so,
but I was laughing.
That was so Orange County.
Whatever.
But can I get a retry?
Go.
Nah, still bad. Fuck.
I'll do. What are you doing?
We should have Little Vic try to do this.
Yeah. Vic, go on Angie's mic and try it.
All right, come on, love it. You got to try it.
I told you to comb your hair.
Ha-ha.
That was
actually
good.
Way better than mine. Way better than
Dino's. All
right, go.
Vic, do it again.
Ha-ha.
Ha-ha. Oh.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Good.
That's me. It's between me and Vic. Put it in the comments.
Okay, you're going to say... Sick ass fool. And then I think that would be the tiebreaker.
Sick ass fool.
Sick ass fool.
Let the one.
Yeah. What?
Episode Duno's a bitch. Episode Duno's a bitch.
All right, you know what's worse? Saying Duno's a female dog is so much worse than saying Duno's a bitch, but it's actually the better one. Because low-key saying bitch on the title will probably fuck us up.
Sorry that
we're cursing so much if you're listening with children. Also, sorry, Little Vic.
Yes. Also, sorry, children of all ages that listen to us. Because we met a lot of young people at our fucking meeting.
Duno's up. And
you didn't know that.
That was awesome. Yo, you needed voiceover work.
You know what's crazy? Real quick before we leave. One of my mom's Zumba friends, she's like 30. She's like hella young. She fucking, she's an agent for voiceovers.
Wow. Tell me what's up, dog.
In Spanish, too.
Oh, shit. I'm fucked.
But it's okay. As long as you're going to do that, you get booked for anything.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We love you. You could choose any podcast in the world, but you listen to us. It's Brown Bag, a.k.a. Golden Bag. A.k.a. What's up, Golden Boy? Actually, matter of fact, shout out to Anthony. He's the one that hooked us up with Golden
shout
Boy
out Anthony.
And all of that.
Facts. Shout out Anthony for set up the fight between me and JoJo Diaz,
you and Cheeky's man, you and J-Lo's man.
We get packed out for me and
Homie Spanky. Root for you.
I'm just saying, Cheeky, if I see you, I'm just saying, Cheeky, if I see you with your man, I'ma suck your man. Becky G, if I see you with your man, just know I'ma drop kick and bow.
Oh,
and then
gosh.
If
I'm
I
a drop kick,
and then what's it called?
Ben Affleck.
If I see you, I'm just calling. I'm from a color joker on you. Take care of business. You already know. Y'all should be with me, not with them bum ass fools. You feel me? Come home. You feel me? I am the future.
But also shout out your girl.
But also shout out dumbass.
And then Vic.
Shout out Lil Vic.
No, and then shout out any team you want
to
root for.
Oh, yeah. You guys got to book me for any time you want me to root for you.
Do you like, you know how they have the jumper ads? You know how they have the ads? Okay. You know how they have the ads for the jumpers? It's just Vic, but with like the ads. Like
literally,
like
rent
that.
Me for yeah. your event
for
to root
parties,
for you.
Quinceañeras.
That's right. Weddings. I'll root for y'all right there. Yeah, let's go. King Ride. You know what I'm saying? Whoever it is, I'm rooting for you. Just book me. Give me floor seats. I'm straight.
You're stupid.
You're definitely right. There.
And then Angie's rooting for the Dodgers even just she's from the OC.
Even though she's probably never been to Dodger Stadium.
I have once. Twice.
With us.
Twice.
Fire.
Right. Fire.
I'm
okay.
Good.
All right.
We out.